You choose one person.
No, motherfucker, I'm an Indian.
You're
American Indian, you son of a bitch.
Are you a Banshud?
No, I'm just, bring your mother out on show or what are you gonna do?
You can go fuck yourself.
You see what I mean, you nasty little bitch. I'm putting that in my computer right here. She said F-U-C-K-U.
Put it in your computer right now.
I'm not playing no fucking games,
dude. I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get recording. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Excuse me. Fuck. Hey, everybody. Hey, ladies. I'm Carlito by myself because Milkman sucks. His phone sucks. His face sucks. We'll try him again. That's why we're late because I've been trying to call him. I get through to him on his direct number. He's like, don't call me a direct number. Call me a Google number. Well, the Google number doesn't work, stupid faggot.
Okay, faggot.
That's why I play the faggot poem. Damn it.
Hello? I'm sorry, I'm unable to take your call right now.
What an
Please
asshole.
Leave your name and number in a brief message, and I'll call you right back. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
You know, you're a real asshole. Even your beep doesn't go right, because it gets half a beep and then there's a regular beep, asshole. Why doesn't your phone work? Right? And why is it when I finally get through to you on one number, you're like, don't call me this number, call me other ones, so I can spend another 5 minutes trying to get a hold of you? Why don't you get your act straight? Milkman, get your act straight, really. Come on. Organize your life and organize yourself and take a little pride and confidence in the way you conduct yourself and conduct your life and try to be more professional. Thank you. Think about it. Jesus. I just don't understand the guy sometimes, you guys. I don't get him. Anyway, bad mood. This Milkman guy's got me in a bad mood. Anyway, so, what day is it? October 25th? Something like that. October 25th. See, when I try to call Milkman's cell phone directly, it comes up saying, is your phone network error? Did something happen in California? Did San Francisco fall into the sea finally? Because of all the homosexuals? Is that what happened? Did God send two angels to burn Sodom and Gomorrah? Our modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah, which would be San Francisco and Oakland. Let me know. Report. Well, anyway, well, I'm here. That's all you need, right? I'm your host, Carlito. MadhouseLive.com is the website, the new and improved MadhouseLive.com. Be sure to send your... I can fix the camera here. I didn't even line the camera up right tonight. God damn it. My thumb in the way. MadhouseLive.com is a website. Send your request to pranks there. If you got any prank call requests, send them to me there. You can also send them if you're using AOL. or Yahoo Instant Messenger. The screen name is Yahoo. See what I mean? Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. I had been in communication with Jen Stewart earlier in the night. Earlier in the night for him, but he's not around right now. Maybe he'll be up later. He never told me whether or not he was going to be on, but he was around earlier. I want to say thank you. If you're listening, Tuck has been working diligently on some new graphics for the Madhouse website, including a new banner. We are putting the final touches on that, but it's still a work in progress. But pretty soon, next time you visit the Madhouse Live website, you will see a new banner. I saw Ken and some others asking if there's no video tonight. There is video. Video's working. I'm on the video stream right now. You probably have to refresh your page because it does not come up automatically anymore. When video starts, if it wasn't on when you first started looking at the page, you have to refresh that page for it to come up. I think if you hit play, it doesn't come up. Nunu asking, is Jen on tomorrow? No, I do not know if Jen is on tomorrow. I do not know. I meant to ask him and I forgot. So sorry. There goes Ken refreshing his page. I can see it in the chat room. Quit. Anyway, we got a lot of requested pranks here. I'm sure Lonesome Loser will be joining us here shortly. Last hour of the show, we open up the Skype lines. If you want to join us on Skype, please do not call in until the last hour of the show. Your call would be ignored. But that's the last hour of the show. Skype machines will get opened up for everyone who wants to join in. See, I said don't call in now. Look who's calling in. Stupid Zyklon's calling in. Look, Zyklon calling. I just said don't call in unless it's the last hour of the show. Zyklon, what's going on, man? Come on, man. You're killing me. Damn it. Goddamn killing me. I'm in a mood tonight, man. I'm in a bad mood. I'm having a bad week. We got good news, though. Brad, RBCP, Brad Carter, whatever the fuck you want to call him. He's sending in some stuff here, some layaway customers. Those are always fun to get to. Maybe those will cheer me up. At least Brad's coming through tonight, Milkman. If you're listening, Milkman, at least Brad is coming through tonight. You're not. But at least Brad is. Let me call a good friend of mine, see if he could cheer me up here. Artie wants to be on tonight. We'll give Artie a call. Hey, there we go. I can call Artie. Hey, man. Look at that. Call Artie. See how he's doing. He can substitute.
Please leave your message for 8.
Well, there we go. Guess we can't talk to him. That's not Artie. That's someone else. That was a secret for you guys, whoever that was going to be. Oh, well, guess we can't talk to him. Guess you guys will never know who it was going to be. Oh, well, let's call Evil Artie. Let's see if he picks up. He said he wanted to be on. Let's try him. We do have a lot of requested pranks. Thank you, everyone who sent in requested pranks.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please.
Jesus fuck, man. Ah. I've already played this. No, maybe Peach Fuzz will calm me down. Really pissed off, guys, you know. I got a notice last night. Here's the kind of notice. Here's the kind of idiots that I work with. I'm going to go off tonight. We're dropping dimes tonight. I got an email last night, 5 p.m. Sent at 5 p.m. after I leave the office. You know, so after I go to the office, you know, I work yesterday. Worked till about 4:45, 5 o'clock. I put them in about 9 hours yesterday. I got there early, and I go over. I put my stuff in my car in the parking garage, right? I grab my iPad. I walk downtown. I walk to the cigar store. I usually go to the cigar shop 3 or 4 times a week after work. Maybe one day a week I don't go. I'm a regular there. I know the regulars. We're friends, including the owner. And I go there. I got my iPad going. I'm on the Wi-Fi. I'm checking out stuff on the new website and talking with Tuck and chatting with Tabachi and Death Fox in the new chat room that we're all using and all this stuff. We're taking care of some business. And this email comes in from the corporate headquarters, the place that I work for, letting me know that I'm being laid off November 9th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. And I just flipped. I got mad. Because who the fuck lets an employee know, hey, you're a valued employee, let's send you an email to let you know you're going to be laid off. No, we're not going to talk to you in person. We're not going to give you a phone call. You're going to have the decency. These goddamn people, these goddamn fucking Indians that I work for. Oh, my God. That's the third time they do something like that, where they've changed my work status, or like they changed my work status from a W-2 regular employee to an independent contractor, which means I have to pay my own taxes and I don't get benefits and all this shit. They don't pay my Social Security and all that stuff. So at the end of the year in April, when taxes are due, I got to pay my own taxes. They're not paying into it. They sent me an email at 5 p.m. saying that. Then they sent me an email again later on saying, what was it? Canceling my direct deposit, 5 p.m. the day before direct deposit is supposed to hit. At the end of the month when rent is due. Oh, hey, by the way, we're not paying you tomorrow. We're sending you a paper check. Oh, yeah, then a month ago, they forgot to pay me altogether. They didn't even send me a paycheck. A whole week went by, just about 5 days go by. 5 days after I was supposed to get my paycheck, I'm sitting there waiting like an asshole for it to come in the mail. And I call and no one answers. And I send an email to the CEO of the company and the guy in charge of the paycheck. Like, hey, man, you guys sent my paycheck? And they came back, oh, yeah, we seem to have forgotten your paycheck. We're going to send it now. They didn't even call me to explain that. They just sent me back an email. Oh, my bad. So then that's how they let me know they're going to lay me off, by email. So I went off with my boss this morning. I got pretty bad. I got pretty pissed off. Got pretty worked up about it. And then I went up to the fourth floor, set up my chair, and I spent most of the day on Facebook talking with Tuck and working on the website and looking for jobs already and looking and getting my paperwork ready to file for unemployment. I'm not stressing it, man. I'm good. I got a pretty good amount of money saved in the bank right now as it is, so I'm good. I think what I'm hoping will happen is that I'll be on unemployment for a while. I'm going to take that nice vacation that I was supposed to take, but they forced me not to take a vacation because it's supposedly busy season, which it hasn't been. I'm going to take that vacation with Big Andy. Instead, I'm going to go hang out with Milkman for a week. I might take a trip by myself over to somewhere else. Maybe I'll go to Canada or New York City, or maybe I'll go to Puerto Rico for a week or something like that. That'd be nice, too. I'm just going to get away. Get away from shit. But I am going to... I do have stories to tell. As soon as I get... Hopefully... Man, do I got some stories to tell about the place I work with. Not the people that I work with, but... I don't want to say too much. Let's just say a lot of corruption. A lot of interesting information that I'm privy to in my position. Probably a lot of it I've signed a contract that I'm not supposed to discuss. We'll see if I can talk about some of it on the air. Shocking. More shocking than Donald Trump's big bombshell about President Obama. Oh my God, wasn't that a bombshell, everybody? I was waiting for Milkman to be on so I could talk to him about that. You get a kick out of that. I'll be summoning. Let me see if I can get Milkman on the cell phone here. Hello? Is your shit working now, asshole?
No, man. There's something going on with that one. That's what it's Skype.
Yeah, well, you're coming in.
Being a bad boy, is that what's going on?
You're coming in and out right now. I think it might be better. Can I call you on your direct number? At least I was able to reach you on there.
They're not working. It hasn't been working.
But I just called you on it before. I'm going to call you back on the Skype line, okay? Half of it is him. Half of the problem is him. God damn it. He calls me the other day. He's like, I want to get a new phone. I'm like, cool. What do you want? I want that S3, but it's, I don't know. And I said, well, there's a new Galaxy Note 2 is coming out any day now. Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. So what's so good about it? And I told him some stuff. And I was like, is there any review site or anything? I said, as a matter of fact, on the Twit Network, they just had an episode of Before You Buy, one of their shows where they review products before they come out. I told them. That newest episode of Before You Buy, they review the Galaxy Note 2. They gave it high ratings, and they did a pretty thorough review of it. Leo Laporte did a thorough review of it. Pretty convincing. It's got a quad-core processor. It's more powerful than my phone. LTE, nice screen, comes with a little stylus and all this stuff. He's like, oh, yeah. How can I watch that? I gave him the website. He gets there, and it's just blue. He said, it's a blue page. Okay. It's not coming up. Why isn't it coming up? I don't know why it's not coming up, Milkman. Check your shit. I don't know why you can't surf the internet. Oh, God. I'm going to get doing some prank calls soon, because I'm just fucking going to end the show. I'm going to go play video games. And pet my cat.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's going on?
You all right now?
I have no idea, man.
All right.
What number are you calling on now?
I'm calling your direct cell phone number.
Oh, okay. So I guess the other number's not working, man, across the board.
Yeah, I think it's because we're running an interference on one and the other. Probably best to eliminate the middleman for now. How's that sound? Does that work?
I guess so, dude, because the other one's not working. I've tried everything here, man, and this one here just started working again. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think there's some network issues over here.
Yeah, that's what
You know what?
When I call,
any of you people out there are waiting for LTE. If you're anywhere near San Francisco, it's already come on. I saw it on today earlier.
Oh.
And it's been coming on in Berkeley and some other ones. So we've already got 4G LTE when they didn't say it wouldn't be until November next year when we had it. So we're already starting to get it right now. So I kind of think that must be what's going on because that didn't light up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way back, it lit up. So I think they're turning shit on. So I think some of the networks just ain't working right.
Yeah, the thing is, in San Francisco, you guys get the shit pretty quick when it comes to new rollouts of cell phone technology and new data speeds. And people,
we got WiMAX over there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. Well, people are probably testing it out right now. They're probably like, oh, shit, LTE's working. And they're maxing it out right now to see what the fuck it does. That's it.
They're probably killing the network. I'm not on it here. But I noticed that all of a sudden it just started acting funny. Like I was having a hard time calling you. Like, on the way home, like, I couldn't even call you for a few times. I tried calling. Plus, if there's a direct number I can call in on, then I can do it. But it's just, I can call in. It's just like coming in. To me, I'm not getting any good calls sometimes. Sometimes not going out as well.
Well, you sound good now. All right. There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Good. Well, anyway, let's go. Let's just do some prank calls and stuff.
I'm sorry. Did I miss anything? Has there been any...
Me bitching at what I told you before the show started. We were talking about the whole job thing and how pissed off I am, and that's some bullshit.
Oh, hell, man. I'll tell you what, man. We need to call some Gandhis up tonight and see if we can help them up. I really do, man. I think that's a necessity tonight. Even some bancho a la carte. Better.
I know. I think we will. All right, here, we'll start off with a layaway customer. Maybe this will cheer me up. Because I tried to call Charlie and I couldn't get through to him. Hey, Ryan Brown.
Deathbox sent me some numbers earlier, too, but I got crashed. So I'm going to see if I can come back on the network, too. I could not get in earlier. So I'm going to try again, rejoin.
Yeah, Ryan Brown, you're on Skype. Listen, man, I said already, I don't take Skype calls till the last hour of the show. Why don't you listen? What's your problem, Ryan Brown? I'm sure you're a nice man. you're a good fan of the show, but you know, I'm not taking calls right now until the last hour. We got about, you know, another hour and a half or so till I'll take your call. So don't keep calling and calling. Don't call again and again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you just, all you do is slow it down, and, you know, because then we won't be able to call out. So,
yeah, later
you know,
on.
Chill
later
out.
On.
Hey, chill you always open up the line to one.
Yeah, give yourself 90 minutes, listen to me, and then, you know, then call in and be fine. Hello?
Hello?
This is Dorothy. Where's Dorothy at?
Who's this?
This is Cross. I'm calling from the store where she left the layaway at.
Hold on.
Hurry up.
You left the layaway someplace? A layaway someplace? She said she never left the layaway anywhere.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, listen, what's going on here? That you see, you knew that I was calling from, you know you're in big trouble.
Oh, of course I am.
Yeah. So what's going on with this Twin Comforter, the Disney Tango Twin Comforter?
Well, I ordered it to be shipped here.
Yeah, well, you're not getting it.
Why?
Because we got bad reviews from you on the website, and we're not going to ship to bad customers like you.
Well, who in the hell is this, Chris?
No, this is Cross.
Who?
Cross.
This has got to be a gag.
No, no. You went to the site and you ordered the Disney Tango Twin Comforter.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not delivering that because you went ahead and then you started looking around at other things on the website and leaving nasty reviews and talking shit about the store and the company. Forget it.
I don't know who this is, but you're full of shit.
Yeah. You see, that's the exact type of attitude and nastiness when you white trash people that want to think that you can make business with a company like you're what's wrong with America. You're not getting this stupid comforter.
How in the hell? I don't know who you are, but I know you're not, because I've never written a bad review.
I'm with quality control with the ordering computer machines.
I don't believe you.
Well, you're a bad quality customer. And don't consider yourself banned from the website also. Don't ever try to make an order on here again. I know you've been on the site before. I see your track history from your IP address on your computer. You're not welcome.
I don't know how you've got this information, but you're not.
When you order information on the computer, it comes through to the main computer mainframe center here where we ship the things out and we have the server computers.
Well, I can tell you right now, whoever you are, I never write reviews when I order anything, even when I have bad service, so I know you're full of crap.
Well, is there someone else there, like your stupid husband that was just talking to me that wrote nasty things? Okay, I'll try him back.
Hey, get my Gort, bro.
Gort? Okay.
Yeah.
What Gort?
My Gort, you got it.
Hello.
Yeah, put your husband on if he's the stupid idiot that made the bad comments.
My husband never shops on the computer.
Well, he gets on the computer. He did. Then someone did there. Who has a computer there? Who made the computer make the bad things on the computer site? Who did it? God damn it.
My husband never has placed an order on a computer in his life. So, I can tell you that right now.
So then you did it then. You put these bad comments.
I have
You said that.
I don't know who the hell you are, but you are not a representative.
You said that it looks like shit, that it smells like a shit in there, that it's a shit store, you said? That shit people go there, and shit people work there.
Honey, you got the wrong person, because I have never put a review. Ever.
You know what? Maybe someone will take a shit in your comforter, in the bag, before you get it.
I haven't even got the comforter.
Well, when you get it,
There
might be a big shit inside the comforter in the bag that comes with the comforter.
I don't know who you are, but I'm calling immediately.
And what? I'm the supervisor with the computer machines. I work in the corporate headquarters. What are they going to do?
Gondu! Gondu, damn it.
The employees at Cameron have like half a brain cell between all of them. Oh my god, you ever go there? It's like, ooh. That store is so lost.
Hey, where are you at? I don't see you in Gort, man. Log into my Gort.
What do you mean you're Gort? Where? I am.
You know, the same one we had before. The same one.
Oh, man. Can you send me an invite? Because I don't remember what it is. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Or send me the name of it, and I am.
All right.
Yeah. Damn it.
Let's try it.
You can invite, right? Gort invite?
Yes, I'm doing that right now, sir.
Hurry up.
I did it before, but you must have ignored it.
Oh, shit.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right. We got someone here with a mahogany five-piece dining set. When Brad called, he got a voicemail originally. We'll try it again. See if this time I get through to someone. God damn it. Send those requests to pranks, though.
You invite?
Lonesome's here also. Hello, Lonesome. Milkman, how come
did you get the invite?
How come these people are able to answer the phone and all that, Milkman? You can't.
I said, did you get the invite?
I'm looking. I don't see one.
What's 10-4? You're under Carlito?
Yeah.
I said invite Carlito.
Hello? No. Yes, hi. Is this Sherry?
No, it's not Sherry.
Is Sherry there?
No, there is no Sherry here.
Did you put something on layaway, stupid?
On what?
On stupid layaway at the store, mahogany five-piece dining set?
Oh, you have the wrong number, sir.
Wait a minute. I'm going to put it back on the shelf.
Well, you have the wrong number. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want a five-piece dining set?
Not me, and I'm not Sherry either.
Oh, are you Russian or something? What are you?
You have the wrong number, sir.
Oh, okay. You're stupid.
Okay.
You're stupid, okay? Well, she was polite, huh, Milkman?
I PM'd it to you. Did you get that?
That's what I told you from the beginning, Milkman. To PM it to me, right? Let me see. I don't have anything in PM from you, man. Calm down. Who are you PMing? Where are you PMing this?
I don't know. I give up, man. This is some fucking bullshit.
Hang on. Look, are you getting this from me?
Never mind.
I'm PMing you now.
I'm getting done with it. There you go.
Oh, there we go. I got you now. Jeez.
I don't know what the fuck you are doing, dude. I've been messaging. Here you go.
Finally, Milkman.
That's what I've been trying to send you there. I don't know what the fuck all. Oh, shit.
Who would you
know? That was in my buffer. You're getting buffer shit. That's a confirmed number, too. From
okay.
I'm putting in my channel here, okay?
Good God. All right, man.
Look at the last message. It's the channel. You have to join it. There you go. Thank you. I invite you.
One hell of a show we're having tonight. All right, here's
don't pay attention to me. I don't got content. It's all my fault, dude.
Hello?
Is this Jamie?
Yeah.
Hi, I got you down here for a layaway for a shark furry friend.
No, that wasn't layaway. That was online purchase.
Okay. All right. Well, we're putting it on layaway now, and you're going to have to make 3 more payments on it.
You're kidding, right?
No, you have to make several more payments on it because we have you with a record of a poor review from your computer in the past on a previous item, and you said some nasty things.
What are you talking about?
I've got a whole printout here of some nasty things that came from your computer machine. I'm calling from the corporate office. Yeah,
you are literally out of your mind right now.
I'm writing this down on my full report here, the problem that we're having with this customer. I'm going to print this out. All right, so your local's going to receive the items, but you're going to have to make 3 more payments. And then what will happen is you receive the 3rd payment back as a deposit after 30 days after you made the purchase. And if you promise to remove the negative review that you left on the website and apologize to the store in person.
You can go fuck yourself.
You see what I mean, you nasty little bitch? I'm putting that on my computer right here. She said F-U-C-K-U.
Put it in your computer right now.
Hmm? I'm putting that here.
I purchased an item and paid with it with my credit card in full. You have no right calling me and saying anything to me. Who are you?
It's three payments of $20 unless you're too cheap to make it. You're white trash and you're cheap.
Oh, who is this?
This is Cross with quality assurance for website online purchasing machine.
Let me talk to your manager.
I am the manager right now on duty.
This is a joke, right?
No. I can cancel the order here if you'd like, but the $20 is still going to remain, you know, off of your card as a purchase deposit for a nuisance customer.
I returned that item.
I thought you said you purchased it and you're waiting to get it from the order. You were ordering
it. No. I ordered it. I picked it up at the store that day in Marysville, and then I returned it the very next day.
Yeah, you still need to make payments on this because you made nasty comments and a nasty review on the computer.
It doesn't matter what I say on website. I can say whatever I want.
No, you don't.
Don't ask for my review. And I didn't even leave for a review. What are you talking about?
If you clearly look at the bottom of the page, the rules and the terms of agreement for the comment system, you're not to make negative comments, racial slurs, or negative comments about our employees or their family. Well, the computer machine here clearly states that you made nasty, negative, racist comments about the company.
Well, that's incorrect.
It says here that you said that it was a shit, that it looks like shit, that it smells like shit, and the people there are shit. And then you just said, F-U-C-K to me.
Whoa, that's illegal speech.
It's all in a report.
Fuck you.
Okay, all right. Is that what you're? Is that what you want for me to do to you? Is to fuck? Is that what you need?
How about you tell me who you really are?
This is Cross with Customer Reparations. We repair the issues with customers. Like if any of the customers are upset, we try to repair the issues and make sure that they're happy.
Me and telling me that something I ordered and returned is now being charged to my card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $20 of it is not going to be recoverable, and you have to make three payments of $20, and then you'll get the majority of that back.
I sure do.
You sure do, honey. Is there a man there that maybe handles the finances that I can talk to? Hello, sweetie. Hello, Lady Tiger. Tiger Girl. Oh, she's gone.
Meow.
She got a little upset there.
She was getting handled there, my brother.
That's how you got to deal with them sometimes. So, Brad, what's going on? These aren't layaway customers, are they? Let me, I should have read the fucking manual, I guess. Here are 12.
All right, now you're in the channel. Can you see me?
Nope.
Take this number here for this confirmed call earlier.
Let's see. I put him in here. Am I on the
Hey, no, look in the channel now. I'm sending it out here in our channel here. The Gork channel. There you go.
Called Bertha Soul Food. Okay, Bertha Soul Food?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where is
this is confirmed.
In L.A.
Yes, sir.
Brad was trying to get customers for Enzyte, the male enhancement natural pill, and they cursed him out when he tried to get, numbers from him. Oh, man. All right. Finally, we'll call Big Bertha.
Thank you for calling Bite the Soul Food. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, when you make the soul food, do you people really put, like, soul in it?
Like what?
You know, like, do you put love?
Hello?
Yeah, do you guys cook with love?
Yes.
All right, tender love?
Yes.
That's good.
Very tender.
Very tender love. That's nice. Mm-hmm. All right, and what kind of spices do you use?
Huh?
My... my friend Lysol, he hangs out with me down at the soup kitchen, and he said that I could call and ask for special herbs on the food. Don't do it. Hello?
Uh-huh.
He said that there's a code that you call in. He said you ask for special herbs, right?
Like, what do you mean special?
That's what he said. Like, you know Lysol?
No.
He hangs out at the soup kitchen. He said that you can call in and just say that you've got that I want special herbs on the food and that you guys deliver.
No.
How much for like a nick?
For a what?
A nick.
What is that?
You know, like a nick bag. You know, just like in the special herbs that come with the food.
I don't know. Hold on 1 second, okay?
All right. Hold on 1 second. Hang up. That's something black people do. They'll tell you, hold on a second, really nice, and they hang up the phone. I've had a few Negroes do that before. We got, Brad says, they're all supposed to be layaway numbers. I don't know why they're not. I was talking to layaway department, and she said there were layaways. Well, she's stupid, Brad Carter. Guests just go with the rest of them being online orders. Now, I'm going to do that. I'm going to flip a bitch, and you know what's going to happen, right? They're all going to be layaways. I'm going to be so mad. Not at you, Brad. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Brad. Not your fault, Brad. You're doing the right thing here. You're trying hard to help us out. Anyway, Brad wants to talk more about the Kenny Loggins CD. That's awesome.
Hey, did I get to ask you a question earlier? I was wanting to find out.
Too many questions. Why? What was up? What'd you ask?
Did you
I'm going to yell at hang on. I'm going to yell at Ryan Brown. He's calling again. I said not until the last hour of the show.
Block his number. We're going to block your number. Whoever keeps disturbing, I'm going to have your number blocked.
Damn it.
Temporarily or permanently, whichever is required. But just wait, please.
God damn it, Ryan Brown. Stop it, man. Come on. Fuck. Anyway.
Hey.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had some help this week with, I guess, the archive needed notes of listening. So got to give a shout-out, Hermana, to Polaris and Sporty Board for all the help. I guess they've done many, many hours helping with the ancient golden archives there with Tabachi, man. So please give them a thank there.
Hey, thank you for reminding me. Let's go.
Letters of recognition.
Let's go. Yes, thank you, gentlemen. And Tabachi for editing them out. And also for Enigma, he got the rest of the prank archives up. And I wanted to mention, I didn't know, Milkman, the last 3 months of 2005, they never got edited. Yeah. I have them all. I was like, how come they didn't make it into the prank?
The raw ones, because you told me they were missing ones. Yeah. I asked you, and you said, oh, man, I think they got missing. And I know that they were unedited one time. I remember that. But then they somehow got missing. Where did you find them?
Oh, I found them all unedited here on one of my old external hard drives. They're
why it never got edited, so they were left on the raw initial drive you recorded them to. Mm-hmm. I got you.
It's I think it's like October, November, December, November and December of 2005. Yeah. Anyway, so let me look here. There's a prank here from 2005 called Miss Crap. I have no idea what this is.
Let's see. Oh, fuck. Yes, hello. Is this Matt the Hacker Ledger Kala Kala? Is this Matt the Kala Hedger Kala?
No, you got the wrong number.
Is this Miss Crap?
No.
Who this is?
Who you want?
I'm looking for Miss Crap. I lost something. I lost my cell phone, and I'm trying to see. I got to call my son. Hello?
Well, you got the wrong number.
This is not Miss Crap?
No, he's not.
I'm looking for Mac the Halakajika.
What?
You got the wrong number.
Mac a hookah kalika?
What the fuck was that? Why am I calling a lady Miss Crap?
I love your old voices, though, man. You still have the original voices back in those days. Yeah. Man. The raw voices are still funny, man. I love hearing those, man. You did that the way you used to talk back then.
Yeah. There is a lot of crazy fucker that came up, a lot of crazy fucker rants. And
all right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of archives there.
Yeah.
All right. Then, you know what we have to do is commission a soundboard, man. Somehow get a little soundboard. After let's get this shit out, and then like pick the best one to do the soundboard, and then call people. Have a rant in the background.
One that I'm excited about listening to, if you remember that cat that used to run our original chat room for PCU, Madman, remember him?
That guy, yeah, Madman. Yeah.
He started working for some telemarketing company, and they were exclusively calling old people on Social Security, and he lifted a bunch of numbers, and he sent it to me one night. And I remember there was, I don't remember, I think it was 2007 or 2008. And all I know is like this old, like 70-year-old black lady. She's like, "Hello," and like, "Hey, what's up?" And she's like, "Who this?" And like, "This is meh." She goes, "This is meh." Like that's all she said. And to me, it was hilarious because I was gonna say like, "This is Mike" or "This is Ed" or something, and I like messed it up halfway through. I just went, "This is meh," like that. She's like, "This is meh," and I started cracking up as she hung up. I'm pretty sure that's how it went. I never edited that out, but I like to hear that. I think that's a 2008 prank call. This is meh. So hopefully we get to that. So right now, and I think Tabachi's got completely done with 2005, 2006, and he's up to he's through January of 2007. So we're marching slowly to getting a full, complete archive of every prank call that's worth a shit that we've ever done at Madhouse Live. I think we're up to over 1,000 easily. I think we're up to 1,500 pranks.
Well, we're getting something now, man. You know, we got some pretty good, got some good help out there. Qualified Tabachi, man, has been taking this one, man, on. Yeah. Thank you so much, man. It got us some help rolling, man. Dude's really, 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 really much appreciated because there's a lot of like transitional stuff in a year. Like, from how he started to, like, how he got to the insane guy we got today, you hear these transitions there, and they're starting early on. You'll hear them. That's why I can't wait to hear the rest of them.
Yeah, here's something. You know what I'm excited about? Sam the Donut Man calls. Here's one. Sam the Donut Man has Valente.
Oh, I love those guys.
Has Valente's debit card. Let's hear that. Let's see.
Hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, man. I was wondering if you have my debit card still. I called in, and you have found it one time. You remember that, man?
That credit card?
My debit card machine thing.
What's your name?
My name is Valente.
Yeah, I think I dropped it with, it's in the office.
In the office?
You can come tomorrow in the morning if you want.
Are you going to be there?
No, the owner, he's going to be here.
What is owner's name?
Ted.
Tits?
Yes.
T-I-T-S?
T-E-D.
T?
T-E-D.
T-T?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hang on, but is this the right number? I mean, how do I get to the office? I wanted to talk to him in the office, you know?
I'm sorry?
I wanted to talk to him in the office.
Yeah, but he gonna be here tomorrow in the morning early.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir?
I'm sorry?
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Say what?
That wasn't too funny.
Just, a soundboard pops out. That's awesome, man.
Just
I can't believe it. That was 2000. When was that now?
I didn't know we were calling him that late, 2007. I thought he was gone by then. Yeah.
Also, I didn't realize that. Oh, okay. Also, it was further back. Okay, 2007. That's right. He was. I don't think that was that him? Yeah, that was. I think that was the end of him right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was around the end because at some point his family sold the donut shop, Dunkin' Donuts, to a African-American family.
Yeah, because we had Clown Homegrown, I think, back then, and after he fell off, Sam hung on for a while, and then I think after that he just kind of, like, disappeared, and we talked to him once or twice, and then that was it.
Right. Crazy Fuckers Reefer Madness. What's this? And we'll get to more live pranks. This is fun. I like doing it. I'm going to do this.
Sir?
Hello?
Yeah, you got
yeah, the... Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Great show, man, and PCR, man, is really good, really good. And what happened to that Rev guy? Why has he been on lately?
He got fired by Lego.
He did?
Yeah, Lego and him got to an argument, and Rev's out. Rev got kicked out. He got eliminated.
Lego's firing everybody.
He had a really radical show, man. You ever...
Oh, shit, it was Will. You heard Will? I heard Will. Oh, man.
Oh, that's who that was, Will?
Yeah, it's Will.
Oh, yeah, Big Will, man.
Big Will, man. Yeah, actually, I got an email, Will.
Big Will the Flow.
I got an email, Will registered for the forums, and he was sharing some of the YouTube pranks from the Madhouse channel on Facebook. So, Will, if you're listening, what's up, man? Hey, man, miss you guys over there in Orlando. We're going to have to hang out soon.
I still see him on G-Talk, but he never, ever says anything or anything.
I say what's up.
I still got him on there, man.
Every once in a while, I'll say what's up to him, you know, talk to him, you know, a few, a little bit. But, yeah, I'm busy.
I thought it was funny, man. He come back to the chat or something. This guy, he was a trip, man. I like him.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He's one of my favorite dudes in Orlando. My friends from back
Yeah, he was cool. I liked him, man.
Listen to this. Hang on. This is a little more, and then we'll get to more pranks.
Yeah, he made the guy eat shit on the phone.
I don't know if the guy did or not, but he sure pissed off a lot of people. Lord, and that's fun to do. That's what I was trying to do last week. I was trying to see if you guys
are harmonica,
but you didn't do it. You're so fucking cool.
It's not a harmonica.
Yeah. It's like I say, man, PCR, I tell people to listen, man. As I say, it's the last fucking stand of free speech in the United States of America, man, where fucking it's just, it's there, man. It's like First Amendment reality, man. I'll tell you what, man. Hey, man, you guys be careful because you don't want to be fucking up going to courts and shit because I'll tell you why, man. You do a least little fucking thing now. They're trying to bring laws in where they can like keep you from ever legally owning a firearm.
Like a king.
Yeah, harmonica.
Yeah,
come
well,
on.
Basically,
Jesus.
Hey.
He's begging him to play the harmonica. Remember, he played an accordion and a harmonica.
Yeah.
And shit. Yeah.
So he went crazy with that harmonica, dude. Like, fuck the USA and Bush, too, and this obvious fucking shit. Crazy.
Yeah.
You still got this?
I don't know. He said it's a squeeze box. He's like, he's in the chat room right now. Crazy fucker, man. Come on. Call
that's
us sometime.
That's not him,
man.
Dude. I know that's not him. That can't be, man.
Yeah, that's him. Sure it is, man. Sure it is. I know it's him. Yeah, that's a crazy fucker. If not, it's fun to pretend it's him, all right? For God's sake.
Okay, it's crazy fucker. God. It is, man.
By God, as KDK would say. By God. All right. Let's look at some more requested pranks here, and then we're going to get to some more Brad pranks, and we got some more people looking to sell stuff here. We got someone looking to buy seasoned firewood.
The rat one was good, too. Somebody was sitting on a toilet, and he took his shit and looked like he knew.
Oh, the rap song, yeah. Yeah, with the he shit a Rembrandt. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's what it was, something like that. You got that one, don't you?
I got that, yeah.
That would be a good one to play. So.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that. Hey, I got Jack. Someone sent in a number for Jack who's looking to buy seasoned firewood. Seasoned firewood. Must be full-size truck. What? Must be full-size truck, please. Must be full-size truck. Looking to buy seasoned firewood. Must be full-size truck, please. I don't get the last part. Milkman, is that a firewood term? Is a truck like a unit?
It?
I don't know.
I didn't catch it.
Looking to buy seasoned firewood, period. Next sentence, must be full-size truck, please.
Oh, okay, because the people will sell by the truckload, but if they show up for one of these little, you know, there's like, what was this, the small ones, the small Chevy trucks, you know, they had a little tiny bed. SR3s, whatever the fuck they were, you know, they had that like half size bed because they were a small truck.
Oh, so they want
a full size regular long truck, you know, at
cool.
least
because right.
they want the most amount of wood they can get for their money.
Wow,
one of them little trucks maybe hold maybe 25% or more or less.
Okay,
your call has been forwarded.
You're buying by the truckload.
Oh, he's not. It's going to his voicemail. That sucks. Well,
normally the truckload is even all the way up to the top. That's normally what you call a truckload. I mean, some people will give you a fat truckload, you know, pitch a little more, but, you know, it's always normally considered up to the top.
We got someone looking for old Bell South phones in good working order. Can be any color if you have one. That is odd. Like,
oh, man, good. Hey, go on to eBay. Seen them the other day, man. I was looking a whole shitload up, man. They got some awesome fucking old phones on there.
Yeah, the phone losers might be into this. Brad, you might be into this. One that's all like the Prince's or the box phone or ones that hang on the wall. Why would you want that? Okay, let's call Teresa who wants a phone machine. All right, good.
because they're dependable, they'll fucking hang here for another 50 years without needing work on them.
Yeah, they're hardened for nuclear wars. Mostly, you know?
Well, they've been around, what, their design was started in the 40s, and they didn't quit making them until 75.
Hello? Oh. Thought I heard an answer.
No.
Hello, is this Big Teresa?
No.
Oh, you were looking for old Bell South phone machines? Hello? She hung up already? Stupid bitch. And I'll call back if she won't pick up. Now watch.
Your call has been forwarded.
Whoa. Because I called her big. Sensitive, is she? Huh. Too bad. You are big. That's why you got upset about it. A girl who isn't big wouldn't be upset about it.
I guess the guy claims that he'll call in this week. Yeah, he wants a phone number. He'll call in from a phone booth. I'm really...
Crazy fucker? We'll call in?
But he says here in the chat, dude, he says, what's the number? I'll call in from a phone booth.
Well, is there a number? Okay. Milkman...
We at some point would like to get our 800 number back. I think that would be fun again. Because then that way even the non-Skype people can get back in occasionally.
No, but I'll give you a number. Well, I'll give him a number now. I got a number here. I don't think he'll be able to talk to you, but at least I can talk to him and put him on the air, Milkman.
That's okay, dude. I can always just talk to you later or, you know, in the background if
yeah.
you hear me.
Well, that's how we used to do it back in the day. Remember, they wouldn't really hear you, but right. Yeah.
Exactly. They never could hear me, which was always a good thing.
Well, does crazy fucker know how to look at the private messages? Does he know how to get to that in the chat room?
I don't know. Just put in the open chat and see if he'll respond to you.
No,
if I'd
put in the
open... I don't know, man. I don't know this guy if it's really him or not. Because crazy fucker, he's getting drunk. And, you know, so if he's not looking at the main chat and doesn't answer you, then I doubt he's going to go to PM.
Now, if I put in the open chat, there's this idiot phone winners guy out there.
Every time I
post a phone number to call into the show, there's one guy who hates Brad Carter who thinks it's fucking hilarious to call in and say cactus, 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 cactus. Like it's fucking.
Oh, that retard is back.
I could put the phone number out right now and I can change it for like it cost me like 99 cents to change it. And I can block him really easy, but he thinks it's hilarious to call it nonstop and say cactus, 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 despite the fact that he hates Brad Carter. And then he'll go to fucking what's that site? He'll go to Craigslist and make like 50 fucking ads at once, so people keep calling looking for shit. And it's funny for like for 30 minutes, but then when all you're getting is people calling in for the fucking item on Craigslist, then all I do is turn it off. All I do is turn off the line and then no one can call in. That's, if you ever wonder why there's no phone number to call in, it's because there's one stupid idiot out there who thinks it's fucking hilarious to call the line and say cactus, 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 and then take it upon himself to create tons of Craigslist ads on it.
Basically,
I don't know why.
Ruins the fun for everybody else. Call the one fucking.
That's why we haven't had a call-in number like in 4 years on the show because there's one
that's
fucking.
That's why
retard.
You stopped. I always wondered why. Yeah. I know we'd had many issues about it and the prices in it at different points in time, but I didn't realize that's what, because I forgot. That's right. We still had the line when them idiots first started calling and doing that shit. I remember that one guy.
They
always come in the chat all the time too.
Well, the last time he did, he called in trying to be. He tried to be like the guy we were pranking. I forgot what it was. We called him back, and he's playing along.
He set himself up to answer.
Yeah. He set himself up to answer it, and Artie was talking to him, and I recognized his voice like instantly. And then I asked him. I stopped Artie. I said, Artie, wait. And I said, hey man, why do you keep calling? And he goes, cactus, 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 cactus. I was like, you faggot, faggot, faggot. Like, oh wow, you got us. Holy shit. You're fucking cool. I think it's the same guy that was going after Brad making an anti-PLA website and was offering money to people to throw piss on Brad at DEF CON 2 years ago. I wish I was at DEF CON and someone would throw some piss at Brad. Because you know what? If
was
I was
like the pro-gay or aspiring to be gay crowd.
Yeah. If I hadn't been sick, if I hadn't been sick last year, I would have gone to DEF CON with Brad and the guys. I would have been there hanging out because they all had a good time. And I was just about to buy tickets, and then I got sick. But I swear to God, if some motherfucker threw a bag of piss at Brad Carter while I was there, I would fucking beat the living shit out of him. I would kick the fucking shit out of someone who did anything to Brad Carter. I don't know, or any of the phone loser, the tight phone loser clique, if we were all hanging out like that. I would take it upon myself to beat the shit out of them with the closest hard fucking object I could find. I would break that motherfucker's teeth in front of everybody. I'd go to jail for it. I'd be happy.
Going down.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you, man. Anybody do anything to Brad Carter, he'll beat the fuck out of him.
Bolivar style, my son.
The video feed doesn't work. Oh, I never hit start broadcast. That helps.
There was something going on with your video. Has it been fixed? I forgot to remind
you. I forgot to start the broadcast. Whoops. There you go. Video's working now. Derp.
All right.
Hi, YouTubers. Thanks. We're finally on. Hi.
Thank you.
Welcome to Madhouse Radio. You're joining us in progress. Whoops. No answer there. Milkman, I know I mentioned to you I went to the Halloween store. Oh, shit, Milkman, Halloween. That's your birthday, man. Almost forgot. Hey, man.
Huh?
Your birthday's really? On Halloween. Yeah, happy birthday, man. It's coming up.
What did you get for Halloween, man?
Are you going to have a birthday before the next show? No, you're not. You're going to, yeah, so happy
hey,
birthday.
Man, it's not my birthday. Do you do
whatever.
What?
We all know it's your birthday, freak. Old man, 98
like
years old.
Back here, bro.
Anyway,
Thank you, bro.
I was saying I
you
went.
You don't remember.
I was saying I went to the Halloween store, to the Milkman birthday store, and I bought a new captain's hat back there. If you see it on the video, and then I got a new general hat also, which
oh hell yeah,
got this general's cap right here. It's kind
I'm
of searching
for an admiral's hat now. That's my new mission, man. Yes. I have to find the admiral's hat because that's actually the one. That is the one that represents you the best, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, sorry, Milkman, you're supposed to be paying attention when people are saying these things, that they're not working.
What did I miss? Somebody in the chat? Because I'm not looking at it every second here.
The video wasn't working. I'm sorry. Hey, real quick, I'm calling Lonesome Loser numbers. We're calling some Indian restaurants that our good friend Lonesome sent in. This is awesome.
Nunu sent a number. Okay, man. All right, Nunu, I'll look.
Real quick, I'd like to say fuck you to Andy for beating me in fantasy football last week by 1 point, and fuck you to Nate Burleson for breaking your own leg like a stupid fucking idiot, like a stupid horse.
Truck driver's got to win sometimes, too.
Fucking asshole. He's tied for second place. It's not fair.
I went out on the limb to make sure Andy got in the league, man. I'm glad, though. That's funny.
Yeah. You know what the name of his team
after
is?
Last year.
You know what the name of his
he
team
wins
is?
He wins after last year's little team.
You know the name of his team is Blinded by Diabetes? Can you believe that?
Hi.
Huh?
We have reached India Palace Restaurant. We open daily.
Fuck you. You know he named his team Blinded by Diabetes? You know he did that? My best friend, the best man in my wedding, supposed to have my back. Yeah. Blinded by Diabetes is the name of his fantasy football league, his fantasy football team.
Well, it used to be Cuban sugar eggs or some shit. It used to be to a Puerto Rican sugar eggs is what it used to do.
Puerto Rican sugar eggs.
Yeah, remember you always say that shit?
Yeah, that has sugar eggs, yeah. Puerto Rican sugar eggs. Yes, I like to make an order for stupid people food.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to make an order, please, for takeout.
For what time, sir?
Well, how soon can it be ready, damn it?
Oh, we are closed right now.
Why?
I'm sorry?
When do you open again?
We open at 11 tomorrow.
And what time do you usually close, shit?
We close at 10 o'clock and the last call at 9:30.
But well, I still got some time.
I'm sorry?
I still got some time. What do you got anything? You got anything you're going to throw out? Come on. Whatever. Hey, I'm going to call him back. Give him shit.
What a weenie.
He hung right up. Anyway, instead of that, we got the Yak and Yeti, an Indian restaurant where an Indian guy answered. Yay! Let's call.
All right, Gandhi. We need to talk to them about employment, their employment practices.
You know what I'm in the mood for? A hot dog.
Talk to them about that.
Good evening. Yeah, can you help me?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I want to make an order for takeout. Are you got some stupid rule that you're closed now?
Yeah, we close now.
Why do you close, damn it?
Sir, we close now.
Why do you close so early?
Yeah, we close now.
You lazy. Hey, Gandu. Hello? You heard him. You say, damn it. Well, you close, damn it.
Gandu.
You heard him in the back explain. You say, damn it. Gandu, damn it. I did wait over a half hour to call those lonesome. I'm sorry. That's not your fault, lonesome. They were open when you first sent those, and you do a good job. We got a Bombay clay oven, but it was a goofy white guy that answered. Let's try to call. Maybe there's an Indian that works there. But usually when, for
Reach
some reason...
the private milkman. I sent an Indian restaurant. Is that the one? I didn't get the private. I got covered up. Did you get that?
Your face is private, milkman. Yes, I do.
I didn't get it. That's what.
Hey, Bombay clay oven. You know what I've noticed is when white people work at Indian restaurants, they're usually like hippie, like, you know, they're kind of surfer dudes for some reason. Have you ever noticed that? Whenever we get a white guy that works at the Indian, like, like burnouts. They probably listen,
yeah, man. Far out.
Listen to the Beatles and shit.
Dude, like, let's make some nachos with the Beatles and shit, man.
Like, for sure.
We really have to fall out.
Fine, we're coming to a quick.
Yes, hi. Is there an Indian man I can speak to, please?
No, sir.
Well, what are you?
I am from Nepal.
Oh, you're Nepalese?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, I used to have a girlfriend who was Nepalese.
Okay.
She was the princess of Nepal.
Okay.
You know who she is?
Is this something to do with the restaurant or food, or is this...
No, I wanted to make an good order.
Good juice from Parsa.
What did you say? Yeah. What did you say, milkman? I was trying to get to that because
I just put him in Nepal. That's all.
What did you say, Nepal? What?
He didn't quite take a liking.
What did you say? I was saying it because I know your ex-girlfriend is Nepalese, so I figured I'd say that. What did you call him, a Banchud in Nepalese or something? What did you say?
No, this is worse.
What would you share, for God's sake, so we know?
It's kind of something sexual, man.
Okay, fine. Don't tell us. That's hilarious. If I started playing Spanish prank calls now, everyone would be like...
Oh, okay. Stupid. Well, you're right. Spanish prank. All right, dude. Something kind of like, like sexual about, you know, like your tits. Kind of like that.
Sexual about your tits. Great. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, like drinking your milk from your tits.
What?
Like that. Something along those lines. Sucking your tits, kissing your tits, all kind of in the same category.
Is that what you used to say to her?
That's what I said.
Yes, hi. Is this Indian food?
What is it?
Is this Indian food?
Yeah, we're Indian. Can you understand Indian food?
You're not Nepalese, right?
Huh?
You're not from Nepal, or are you? What
no,
are,
no, Indian.
Are you Brahmin?
What?
Are you Brahman? Brahma?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. I'd like to make an order then.
Okay. What can I get for you?
First of all, is there a man I can talk to? Because the Indian woman makes me, you know, excited.
What is it?
The Indian woman make me excited sometimes. Is there a man I can talk to? Because I might, you know, say nasty things
well,
to you.
Well, there's somebody here. If you want to place an order, then you can tell me.
Oh, God. Okay. I would like one. Do you have Papadoms?
Okay. Is it for takeout?
For pickup.
Okay. Papadang?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And tandoori, you have tandoori there?
Which one?
Chicken.
Chicken tandoori, full order, half order?
Full order.
How spicy?
Uh-huh, very spicy.
You want like extra hotter?
Yeah, hotter? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Extra, okay.
And do you have vegetable biryani?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one of those.
How spicy?
Not too spicy, no.
Medium?
Yeah, medium.
Okay.
All right. And then do you have, like, dark lips and stuff? Like, are you a pretty girl?
What?
Are you a pretty girl?
Why?
Because I warned you. I said that Indian girls make me excited, and I was warning you that I might talk.
One second. I'll let you talk to somebody. Wait.
Oh, okay, baby.
One second, I'd like to tell somebody.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you have long hair?
One second.
Is your hair long?
Hello?
Hey, does she have long hair?
Hello?
Does she have long hair, the girl I'm talking to?
Who have long hair?
The girl I was talking to, does she have long hair?
No.
No? Does her hair smell good?
What's that?
Does her hair smell good?
No, what do you want?
Is she your sister?
No.
Do you have sister?
No.
Do you have mother?
Yeah.
Bring your mother in front of me. Okay.
Who is this?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order, please.
No.
Yes, order. Come on, please.
No.
Come on. Do you like boys?
Just cut off the hang of the phone and drive your life.
Are you Gandu?
You.
You're Gandu, motherfucker? Hmm? Did he say hang up and enjoy my life or something else? The fuck did she say? Nunu says, and I agree, that bird totally fancies Carlos. Yeah, she totally was in. You heard her? She's probably over there right now. Oh, I heard her. Oh, Milkman. Milkman with those Nepalese tits. Marijuana, sending in a number for the Target where the effeminate manager Holly has sagging tits. The one you always call, want us to call? And effeminate Morgan manager, please Carlito. Yes, we have video. All right, yay! Marijuana, yay! Nunu sent in a number to tell people that their layaway fell in the toilet and they can have 6% discounts on it because of shit and piss damages. Hey, I like that idea, Nunu. I like it. We also got a number from a lady who likes Romney and hates Obama and doesn't like immigrants. Call on behalf of Obama campaign, but do an ethnic voice and maybe thank her for supporting the Democrats. Later in show, phone on behalf of Communist Party USA, asking for her vote. Here is her Twitter. All right. Also, call Charlie and be from Audi, and you have to recall his Audi Q5. Apparently, Charlie, we found out, drives an Audi Q5. Explain they have been various issues in relation to handling, cornering, parking, etc. And various components need replacing, just the blah, 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 Nunu. Alright, I don't know, this is fucking English class, asshole. I'm not gonna do any of those numbers because you type too much. Why don't you make it shorter, right? Milkman? Keep it short and concise. Now you get negative prank calls for Nunu tonight. Negative calls for Nunu. Learn your lesson. I hope you learn your lesson now. No pranks. No, I'm kidding. I'll do some pranks. I tried to call Charlie at the beginning of the show, Nunu, when I said I was upset and needed to talk to a friend. And he went right to voicemail. Well, he rang a few times and went to voicemail. Really quick, want to say happy birthday since we were talking about Tabachi and talking about idiots who have birthdays. How about a happy birthday to Tabachi? Tabachi, all right, our favorite bisexual on the show.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Who's celebrating 34 years tonight. Happy birthday, Tabachi. We love you, man. true story. Tabachi was a premature birth. He was born at 6 months and spent his first 2 months of life inside an incubator. But he's alive now, thanks to the miracles of science. And the Siemens Corporation. Siemens! S-I-E-M-E-N-S. German company. Milkman, are you there, asshole? Or did you lose your LTE again? Boy. Boy, Sprint sure is the best cell phone company ever. I'm afraid to disconnect.
Oh, I got it on mute. That's why. Shit. Yeah. I said, when I was trying to talk to you earlier, dude. Yeah. Whenever I shut that phone down, all that crap, I went down there, they looked at it, and nobody could get the SMS to work after almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I shut the phone off and all that network trouble and shit, and they turned on LTE over there, they turned on LTE over here, and now all of a sudden my SMS just started working miraculously out of nowhere.
You just got 50,000 text messages. Yay!
Yeah.
LOL.
Well, anyway, thank God I got unlimited, so, you know.
LOL OMG. I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I did like that Note 2 review, though, man. I'm seriously thinking, liking what I'm seeing about that Note 2. And if we get LTE around here, man, I may end up going ahead and retiring the Evo G. Or, I don't know, man. I might just add a line because I still got...
Did you finally...
Outstanding credit from him. If the LTE were, or the Evo...
Mm.
LTE works, then I'll keep it.
Finally get the video to work? Milk me.
Yeah. That was a good video, man. The quad processor and there. A lot of commercials, but it was actually good information, man.
Here's what I recommend, Milkman, because I played around with it, and it looks okay. I could handle it. But I would say go to the store and just try it out, you know, mess
it's
around
big
with it.
Looking, man, yeah. Which is not really it, but, you know, dude, I like to, if you're going to go to the size, you get quad processing, you get a 3100, a 3-amp battery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the battery is big that comes with it, yep.
You get 64 slot, and you get 2 gigs of onboard RAM.
And Jelly Bean.
You get dual screen capability. In other words, you can open 2 windows at a time, not over top of each other, side by side.
Yeah. Oh, it's the first
so
it's
that,
the first Android phone
that,
to have
all
Android
that
way.
For an extra 3/4 of an inch, approximately.
Yeah.
About what I got now, 3/4 of an inch.
It's the first Android phone to have windowing in it. Actually, the first smartphone to have windowing in it. Yeah. Hey,
it's got Jelly Bean on it already.
Yeah, Jelly
too.
Bean. I
and
said
mine's
that.
Mine's gonna have Jelly Bean here like next month. They told me.
Oh, here's something. You know why? You know what? This evening, actually, Sprint started rolling out the Jelly Bean update for the Galaxy S3, which is Samsung's most highest selling phone in their history. That might also be why you are having slowness if the LTE network got pushed out today for the first time.
Well, it's coming through the network. You're right, man, because that number, yeah, you're right. It would be coming through network. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's why everything else is working. But why my SMS just what come on? I don't know. I knew it was on your end because it was like clockwork. I mean, I was looking at the date, you know. It was identically at a certain time. I was like, what the fuck? And it said nothing. And then here it is all of a sudden out of nowhere. It comes back on.
Awesome. Well, yeah, go check out that note. The only thing, the size might, I don't think the size will do for, Milkman, let me, that, real quick, before we get more prank calls, we'll do a little bit more tech talk. I'm really pissed off because I was watching that stupid Apple event this week, and I'm thinking, all right, they're going to, you know, release a new iMac and the new iPad mini. We're cool. I've got an iPad. I got the third. I got the third generation iPad. I'm still ahead of the curve. They came out.
You're not a spark plugger. You're a mini pad.
I'm an iPad. They came out and they said that they released a new iPad. The iPad that I just bought in July is now redundant. It's now obsolete. They took 7 months to go from the iPad 3 to the iPad 4, and the shit that I just bought a few months ago is now they don't even sell it anymore. You can still buy the iPad 2. Or you can buy the new iPad, the fourth one, but you can't buy the third one that I bought. So I bought, I got one, you know, that has a slower processor. It doesn't have the A6X in it, and it has less of a nice resolution. I'm really pissed off about it, Milkman.
Wow, man! They burned you on the hardware to bring out a new model, man, and they made you buy to boost a new model.
Except for the original, I've got an iPod Classic. Except for the iPod Classic. Not counting that, that's the first real Apple hardware device that I bought, except for my old iPod, which I still use. And they burn me. And that just shows me why I made the deal with the fucking devil.
Well, that's just one thing, you know. I mean, that they have a lock on hardware. You can only buy Apple hardware, period. That's the one thing that YPCs still run the world, man, because they said, okay, you know what, if you've got a box that, you know, that'll run this system, then run it, man. Well, you know, we'll even give you some information to help you develop stuff that'll work with this.
Mm-hmm.
We're cool with that. We're not going to charge you. And that's why they still run the world. That's why Apple still admits, and always will be. I mean, yeah, they got some good stuff, but, you know, it's all because of their nichehood and why a lot of their computer stuff is so looked at all, no virus, blah, blah, blah.
East India Grill.
Hello?
East India Grill?
Nope.
Oh, what do you do there where I'm calling? Do you sell shit?
Do what?
Do you have stupid food, stupid?
Yeah, just bring your ass in and I'll see if you are stuck me with food in your ass. I will, but I don't know who you are.
Hey, bring your sister here and I'll show you who I am.
You are a bastard, aren't you?
Come front of me with your sister and I will show you who I am, who is the bastard.
I will bring the motherfucker, I'll bring anything with 38 also.
You're a stupid fucking goat sucking, suck the penis on a goat. You kiss the goat everywhere on its private.
Yeah, same like your mother.
Yeah, and your mother.
Who bastard you are?
Your mother fucked a donkey and you came out.
Son of a bitch, is it?
Bastard asshole. Stupid.
Oh my.
Who the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just kind of like went on a little tirade there briefly.
All right.
I'll be done.
I'm going to save that number. I don't know who he is, but we'll have to work on that. All I got to work with is a phone number.
We'll get to know him a little bit better here.
He wasn't an Indian food place, but he sounded Indian. He had the right insults. Shut up, bitch. I love Indian.
I like how he talks.
Indian bastards. That was cool. I guess Jin's busy practicing archery tonight. Can't be with us.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to apologize. We got off to the wrong start, okay? Yeah, so I'm going to punch you in the face, you stupid monkey.
Okay, come on.
Asshole. Listen, are you from India?
No, motherfucker, I'm an Indian.
You're
American Indian, you son of a bitch.
Are you a Banchud?
No, I'm just... bring your mother out, I'll show her what are you got it.
You're a Gandu, and I'm going to fuck you in the ass and take advantage of you and kiss you on your back while I fuck you in the ass.
Why don't you go back where you motherfucker come from?
Yeah, if you go back to where you come from, it'll be in with all the pigs inside the farm.
I am here. I born in Mississippi, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I born in Mississippi.
Inside the farm with all the animals.
Yes, that's true.
All the animals that your mother had fucking with.
What kind of shit you have against me? Who are you?
You're an asshole.
Did I fuck your mom or did I fuck your mouth or what I did to you?
I want you to make...
You just pick up the phone and call me.
Make me a sandwich, asshole shithead.
You just a son of a bitch. Just a fucked up. I don't even know who the shit you are. You just call me all the name for nothing.
My name is Eddie. Now you know. What's your name?
Why did... You are what?
My name is Eddie. What's your name?
Why did you call me?
I called for food. I'm hungry.
Motherfucker, I'm not East India Grill. Son of a bitch, I don't know even.
Listen, if you're...
This is my standard number.
If you're Indian, either you cook food or you work on computers in the computer center. So what do you do?
I am a PhD bastard. On psychology.
You're a bastard? I know that.
I'm a doctor.
Uh-huh. From where? From India's stupid school? That means nothing.
motherfucker, I'm from Mississippi, you son. You got the wrong number.
Who did your mother fuck for you to get PhD, Gandu?
You just a fucked up motherfucker bastard, and I'm going to call the police now.
So right? What? You're gay, that's why. Gay bastard. I like
it
that
guy. That he's a Dalit.
He's a Dalit. I'm saving that guy. I don't know what to call that guy. He's definitely not the East India Grill. That's a good number, Alonso. Good work. I don't know where you got that from. That's a keeper. Thank you. That might be another one of those that we're just calling for months and months.
We need his name now. Next time we're going to have to investigate.
That's why I tried. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice to him. I said, my name's Eddie. What's your name?
Yeah, we'll call him back maybe about 20, 30 minutes.
Motherfucker.
Golden India?
Yes, Golden India.
Mm-hmm.
You make the food gold in there and you pee in it?
Huh? We're at the Golden India restaurant. Food we have North Indian.
Oh, I like to make an Indian food restaurant order.
Do you want to order?
Yeah. Do you have papadums?
Yeah.
All right. Put me down for 5 papadums.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And 1 chicken biryani.
Okay.
And 1 sexy little Indian girl with a nasty attitude. Let me spit in her face. Well, I have sex with her. Whatever. Whoa.
Wait, can I get extra rare, please?
Sorry. That was a little strong. Sorry about that.
Oh, she must have been a ballot, too. Huh?
Got the arm here. Sent me a website that I can use that about 75% of the time will let you do a reverse trace on any phone number. Go ahead and give that a try. See if I can get that to work. See if I can get that guy's name to come up here. That'd be good. Nope. So we got a lot of work to do here. But that's a start. That's a start.
It probably would work better with like home phones or like call centers. Maybe not mobiles though.
I've gotten to work on mobile phones. It's pretty cool.
Oh,
nice. But he has a PhD in psychology?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Pick up the phone.
Please leave your message for.
This is.
What?
Leave your message, please.
He did say this is. What did he say? Did he say this is what? He didn't say grill. He said something else.
Something food or something.
He said, this is. This is Colorado. Leave your message, please.
We're working on order of papadoms, man.
All right, let's get back to the request of pranks here.
What the fuck is a papadom anyway, dude? I've never had one. What the fuck is a papadom?
I think it's like a dumpling, kind of. If I'm right, what is a papadom? I don't know. Or it's like a bread. That's lawn. A lawn is the bread. Let's look up papadom.
Yeah, not the bread. Yeah, no, that one I don't know. The papadom, I've never had that one. If it's what I think it is, you said like a dumpling, and I think I know what it is.
It's like a pompadour, but you eat it, like the hairstyle.
Ah, okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
papadom. Let's see here. Papadom is.
Is that like the fried vegetable thing, kind of almost like a tempura thing? I know there's one like that.
Is a thin, crisp Indian preparation sometimes described as a cracker. Typically served as an accompaniment to a meal in India. Also eaten as an appetizer or a snack. Can be eaten with toppings such as chopped onions, chutney, or other dips and condiments. Sounds boring. Sounds shitty. They sell them dried but unroasted, used in curries and vegetable preparations. It's like a cracker. I think I've had it before. You know what it looks like? It looks like a fried tortilla chip, kind of, to me.
Ah.
It's made. You can make it out of rice or potato. The main ingredients are lentils, black gram, chickpeas, rice, and flour. It's like a fried tortilla, kind of. Yeah, there you go. It looks like it's a fried lawn, almost like a fried lawn bread, just about. Interesting.
It's gonna be kind of like a fried kind of cracker. I know what the stuff is. They've got another one called it's kind of like a really good actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of spicy. They got different spices, and then they take some of that bean flour, and that it's called gram, and they like put that through, and then some of them they'll fry it. And they put these seasonings on, and it's in place of like what we have for potato chips, corn chips, and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They've got these different flavors, and dude, they're fucking awesome, man. I mean, they got oil, obviously. They fry them in oil, but they've got a couple of them that are really, really, you know, top brands of it, man. And so, like, man, if you ever get those, what was it? Ching Chong. They're good. They're fucking, seriously, dude, they're good, man.
Right.
You always see it on TV, they're advertising BKG, and there's another one, man, I always get to, but they're good, man.
APP. We got cell phone numbers here. This is the one that Nunu sent in, the Romney fan who hates Obama and doesn't like immigrants. Let's give her a call. This one goes out to a good friend, Nunu. You're a good friend, right, Milkman? You're his friend, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe sending a number. If it hadn't been to KDK yet, it might be funny.
If KDK hasn't had an hour conversation with him.
Yeah, already.
That's what he does. He just calls people down like, did you know that gay is natural and that men have a G-spot in their ass? Did you know that women are lesbians, all of them, and men are all gay? It's true. All people are bisexual.
You know, notice he doesn't comment, so this is a suspect. Nope.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the, hi. I'm sorry, I'm calling from the National Democrat Committee. This is...
I'm not a Democrat.
I understand, yes. We want to thank you for your support. We have you down for a substantial donation that you made to the campaign on behalf of the last Monday's debate. We want to thank you very much for your support.
I did not make a contribution.
I have you down for a $10,000 contribution here that was placed in your honor. Kind of, you know, where it's like a pledge. You pledged by text message. We want to thank you very much. It's very nice of you. Like to
I
go
did not do that.
Well, how did you want to go ahead and take care of that? Would you like to send check, money order?
No, listen to me. Mm-hmm. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a Democrat. I did not pledge anything to the Democratic. Mm-hmm. Call this.
We have you down that you're a Democrat and that you're an immigrant.
An immigrant?
Yes. Well, your name is... That's a stupid name for a stupid immigrant. This is
excuse me?
That's the name the stupid immigrants have. It's like a
excuse
stupid...
Me? Re-say that statement one more time.
It's a stupid immigrant name. It sounds Italian, like you're a stupid immigrant. Did you hear it that time? Did you understand stupid?
I cannot believe you are on my phone right now.
Well,
being recorded.
Huh?
Being recorded.
This is recorded. Yeah, well, I mean, all these calls are recorded.
Yeah,
for
I'm
quality.
Recording it. I'm recording it.
Well, go ahead. We're recording it, too. What's the big deal? What's going to happen?
Keep talking.
I don't give your permission to record this call.
Keep talking.
I order you to destroy all copies of this recording immediately.
Keep talking.
I order you right now. Destroy all copies immediately. I want confirmation right now. Hey, what were you going to be for Halloween? Did you know that the most popular mask for Halloween this year is Obama, our great president and dear leader? And she hung up. She had a chuckle. She got a little upset.
Yeah. I'm not a Democrat.
I'm not a Democrat.
My name ain't Crazy Fucker.
Anyway, what I was trying to mention, you weren't around for this before, Milkman. I wanted to converse with you about this. Did you know, did you see the whole Donald Trump? He spent a whole weekend saying, I got breaking bombshell news that's going to change the election about Obama and Obama this and Obama that. And I got insider scoop. And I'm going to release it Wednesday on Twitter. And it came out and he released, I think, copies of Obama and Barack and Michelle Obama's divorce papers from like 15 years ago that they filed but never went through with. They never went through with the divorce, but they thought about getting divorced at one point.
Who did?
Donald Trump did this.
Oh, Donald Trump. Okay.
And I'm like, wow, yeah, that's sure one hell of a bombshell there, Donald Trump. You mean like he's human? Is that what you're trying to say? Oh my God! You mean he got divorced? He wasn't getting along with his wife, and he thought about getting divorced. You mean he actually worked it out with his wife, in like the majority of cases like that? Wasn't Ronald Reagan divorced anyway? At some point, did he get divorced like twice before he married Nancy Reagan? The guy that they all idolized.
They were like buddy buddies since like Hollywood days.
I don't know, dude. Donald Trump.
I know that Bush and those other guys did mess around. I don't know for sure if they ever claimed that he did or not. I really cannot remember.
Ronald Reagan was divorced. Carlito isn't drinking. Why? Scotland says there's something. What's wrong? Is it a bad show, Scotland? Is that what it is? We'll end the show. All right. Everybody, we're going to end the show because Scotland thinks it's a bad show tonight. Is that what's going on? God.
Pull my finger.
Final drink. There, I'm getting more red wine because I'm the monkey that sits here and drinks and does prank calls and gets drunk and do prank calls. I can't drink too much because I'm on pain meds for my arm pain. Milkman, you know this. They put me on pain meds. I can't drink too much and I want to get all sauced. All right, I'll have some more red wine. There you go.
You have to go in there and attack the old lady in a little bit, man.
Wine in a box. There you go. Are you happy now? Ah. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's continue on. Let's see what more numbers I got here to do. MPSA Cobra sent in a number. My girl sent this person a text by accident. After they figured out it was a girl on the other end, he solicited her for phone sex. That's probably Artie. That's what Artie does when he gets wrong numbers from women. He's like, oh, you want to have phone sex? Artie had a job interview.
I did my shorts right now.
Artie had a job interview, you know, at a movie theater. I really wanted to talk to him. After this call, we'll try to get Artie in here to derail the show.
Sprint voicemail box of.
This is Rocky.
That's a chick that was trying to have phone sex? That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. Alright, let's see if we can get Artie on this time. I tried once and he didn't answer before. No, it's not going through.
Good. As long as we don't have to hold our ears, man. Tell him the whole thing.
Let me check, because maybe he's changed his phone number. Let me see. I don't know. Let me get him on the old cell phone here real quick. Oh, man. I don't know which of these. I got two numbers for him. I don't know which one's which. He called me yesterday, or he texted me yesterday or something. Let me see. Alright, Artie. And there's a real name. No Artie. No Artie for you guys tonight. Oh, well. Sorry.
Artie.
All right, we'll try to call Charlie again because Jill's asking for Charlie and Nunu's asking for Charlie.
We've got to call one of that new guy back, too, haven't we?
Yeah, in a little bit I'll call him. I got to save his number before I forget, too. Thanks.
Just two calls ago, man. Like two calls ago. We're going to call one or two of them back, man. It's been about 20 minutes. Do another call or something. We'll be ready.
Hello?
Charlie.
Who is it?
Hey, it's Cross. Man, I'm having a really bad day. How you doing?
Who is calling?
This is Cross.
Yes, me and you.
Yeah, I'm having a bad day. Can I talk? I found out I'm going to lose my job in 2 weeks. You know, do you have any suggestions? Is there anybody hiring in the area? Here?
No.
Do you have any work I could do for you? Well?
No, not at DC, okay?
Do you have any... Hey, stupid, do you have any stupid work I can do for you?
No.
I can clean the piss and shit off the kitchen from the bird that you have. The stupid, nasty, dirty bird. Charlie! He hung up. He's just busy. He's busy. This is a good mood. He's trying to be nice, I guess, at least.
Oh, man. Charlie.
Yep.
Jumped right out of there. Daggone it.
Anyway, what else we got? Did Charlie ever get his Facebook back? Let me know, guys. I don't know if he ever did. That was a funny Facebook for a while there. Until it got killed.
He did have a Facebook? I didn't know that.
It wasn't his real Facebook, but someone found a bunch of weird pictures of him. Alright, Death Fox sent in some numbers here also. We need to get... Oh no, we already did that. Never mind. Polaris reminded me to give a happy birthday to Bachi. Already done.
Hey.
Death Fox did send in other numbers here, including GE Electric Stove for sale. Death Fox, you sent in a number with no area code. I don't think I can call that. Death Fox, check that number you did sent in for the stove a few hours ago for Brandon selling a stove. No area code, sir. I might need that. I think it's a 323.
Hey, we're going to call back that guy from a little while ago. We're going to call a couple of them.
All right.
Call him. That's in about 20 minutes. Call one of them.
Is it time? You think it's time?
About that long.
All right. The guy who is not at the East India Grill. The guy who is not at the East India Grill.
The Indian guy, too.
That's him. The Indian guy. Who else is it going to call?
We didn't get his name, remember? We never got his name.
Well, we heard it, but it doesn't make any sense. He's just,
oh,
Gandu. This is Mer? This is Gandu. This is a woo boo boo boo. Oh, it must be midnight. The boys are calling in. Hang on, Enigma and Ken. I'll connect in a second. I think that's his name. Ken and Enigma. Hi.
Hey, what's going
on? I don't know. I'm all right there. I'm hanging in. Hanging in there. Not doing
hello,
too
hello. Hi. The area code for that stove.
Hey, Death Fox. All right. Good.
Did you
deal.
Get the tractor one, too?
Yes, I did. I got them all. That one's a cool. 205 also, I see. Good work. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, let me clear some requests of pranks, and we'll get to those. Polaris sent in a number earlier for Hal. Hal is a white nationalist radio show host who also has been proven in the court of law to be a known FBI informant. Oh, he's a narc? I don't like this song. In March of 2009, his radio show, he said, "Let me be the first to say this plainly. These judges deserve to be killed," referring to three Chicago judges. He served 3 years in jail for this remark and has recently been released. Call him and freeball it, but be careful with him. He has been pranked many times in the past. 80% of the calls on his radio show that he ran through the mid-2000s were prank callers. If he answers, this will be an entertaining call. Good luck. All right, was it an internet radio show or was it a regular radio show? I wonder. All right, fine, we'll call it. Got a headache. Fuck. Always got something wrong with me, man.
Please leave a message for mailbox number.
Oops, hung up on Death Fox in accident. We'll get him back.
Hey, that was weird. I'm going to take care of Andy for you this week in fantasy football.
Yeah, please. Teach him. Teach him a lesson for doing these nasty things to me. That's
going
sick.
Down just like Dirty Aaron.
Fuck, man.
Who's still hiding like a little bitch.
What's up with you? Where's Dirty Aaron, man? What is up
he
with that?
Go ahead.
He came in earlier. I seen him and he disconnected soon after.
Oh, man.
I was going to reverse engineer you some Trojan customers, but I got drunk and passed out.
Yeah, what's his face? Brad was telling me about you guys were planning and that you were drunk.
I was going to get you some Trojan vibrations customers.
Oh, yeah, man. That's the ring you put around your cock that vibrates?
Yeah. I got really drunk and passed out, though, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a story about that, but I don't think I'll say it. I'll keep that personal. It's a private story. Something happened with one of those when I was using it once.
They blow your hair back.
Tammy, sorry I missed your call. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Have a great day.
Well, Tammy's not there.
My number might not answer. This lady's not. I don't know. It's 11 o'clock where I'm wasted right now, if you can't tell.
All right, so but, when those Trojan vibrating rings came out, I was using one, and I fell asleep, and I left it on. I left it on me, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't turned on. It had a little button on it. But I left it, I was still wearing it. And then when I woke up in the morning, I forgot about it. And I went to go to work, and I took a shower, and I wasn't paying attention. I'm taking a shower, and I'm starting to scrub down there, and I hit the button. It started vibrating, and I freaked out, and I started screaming. I was like, aah! I was like half asleep still. All I know is like my dick's vibrating. It's like, aah! And I'm like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Oh my god! It scared the fuck out of me. Because it's just a ring. Start. It's like a gummy ring that goes around. The top has like a little button and where the battery goes on it.
Yeah, it's like a cock ring.
Yeah, this shit freaked me out. I got scared as fuck. I was like, I don't know. I could because I used a loofah, so I wasn't feeling around, so I didn't feel there was something there. I was washing on there, and all of a sudden my dick started buzzing. I was like, what the fuck? I thought I was being electrocuted at first, and then I started touching. I was like, what the fuck is this?
You gotta make a list of things you never want to hear buzzing. Number one, your dick.
Yeah, your dick. In the shower, like, you know.
One of those handshake devices that shock you.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of fun with I bought a pen once at a gas station. This pen that if you hit if it was like an electric pen, so if you hit the thing to make the top of the pen, the little button to make the writing part come out, you know, the thing come out, it would shock you. It's pretty funny.
I wanted to get one of those pens that shoot ink out and give it to like somebody like at a restaurant or something. Just see him get really pissed at him.
I took my son to a museum for a field trip one time, and they actually had those in their gift store, one of those electronic pens.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought it, and I've been using it ever since. My brother was over, and I'm like, hey, I need you to write this number down. I fucking gave him a pad of paper and the pen. I was like, write this down. He fucking hit it.
Go like, flying.
Yeah. He's running around trying to fucking press it to my back and fucking shock me with it.
Another one, they have a lighter like that, so when you hit the button on the lighter to light it, it shocks you. And I got Athena with it like about 3 times because she smokes cigarettes. And I was like, oh, I can't find a lighter.
Those
like,
are pretty powerful, too.
And I'm like, here you go. She's like, okay, it's just, God damn it, not again. And like, she gets pissed off.
It'd be hilarious if they made one with like the power of a taser.
Oh my God, are you kidding? Kill somebody. The lighter one would be cool like at a marijuana smoking party, like the kind that Jamaicans have.
I don't know if you could kill somebody with a taser. I got really high once, and we was tasing each other. That's a redneck thing right there.
Taser balls.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from about the Steven and his Disney Pooh picnic tree travel system machine.
Okay. I'll just talk to my husband.
Did he buy it online, or did he put it on layaway? Damn it.
What's that?
Did you buy it online, or did you put it on the layaway?
Which one?
The Disney Pooh Picnic Tree Travel System Bouncer Swing?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? Did you buy it?
I put it on.
Hmm?
I put it on online layaway.
Okay. You put it on online layaway?
Yes.
All right. So there's been a problem with it. We're going to give you a discount on it, but... We were horsing around back here, and we made a few of us guys were back here horsing around at the Kmart, and we made a mess back here with some I don't know, some bodily fluids and stuff. But this is the last one here that we have of this. There aren't any others left. Was this important? Did you need to get this for sure?
Yeah, I have a kid on the way. He'll be here in 2 weeks, so.
And that's what you want it for?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there are some stains on it. I mean, we'll give it to you maybe 10% off, but if you can promise not to, like, tell our boss, because he's going to get real upset if he finds out about it. But I'm gonna put it in the computer now here. I'm going to give you a 5% discount, and then you won't worry about there's urine stains and feces stains on it. And that'll come right out, I mean, and everything like that. And I'm clean. I just got tested recently.
No, man, I'd rather just not have it.
Yeah, you paid for it. You made the initial payment for it, though, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of shitty.
Well, yeah, I know. It's kind of fun. That's exactly kind of what's on it. It got, like, shit stains and piss stains on it. Yeah, we don't have any more, and the computer, I mean, I've tried, and it won't let me refund the money, so then we can cancel it for you. I can cancel on the computer, but the deposit would have to stay. Let me see if I could try again. Hang on. No, I was declining to cancel it because it's a hard deposit. You put a hard deposit on it, on the website.
Yeah.
All right, so did you just want to pick it up for the discount then? Or if you want to cancel, then you're going to be out the initial money that you paid.
I guess I'll pick it up.
All right, and what were you going to do with it exactly? Do you want to try to clean it?
No, man, I'd probably just catch it on fire, to be honest.
Yeah, but that's a waste of money, though.
Well, I'm going to waste my money even if I, you know, let the whole layaway go, and I have to go back and put all the rest of the crap back on layaway anyway.
Yeah, but here's what I'm trying to get at. Here's what you do, all right? You cancel it, but we don't tell anybody, all right? I'll just cancel the computer, and then you don't get your money back, the first payment, but then you still save the money for the other, you don't have to pay for the whole thing, you see? You see what I'm saying? So it makes more sense if I just cancel the layaway manually and you don't tell anybody about it, and then you don't get the initial payment back. I think that's the best thing for everybody.
No, I need everything else, so...
Yeah, but
I'll have to keep the
layaway. It has feces and urine on it.
No, I'll have to keep the layaway, dude. To be honest with you.
It has shit and piss. Come on. I don't know. Can't talk to this guy. I don't know what to tell him.
Oh, Cross, you don't want to know what else just happened.
He's like, oh, dude, no, it's cool.
I want to do something. I'm drunk and I want to mess with somebody. So let me talk sometime.
Death Fox, no offense, but you seem to drink a lot, man.
I'm a drunk.
No. I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but every day I'm in the chat.
Yeah, but...
I love you, man. That's why I
love you
too,
man.
It's
cool.
I'm
it's cool. I was like, because I know it's like I'm at work and I'm chatting in the IRC. It's like 2 p.m. Like, I'm drunk. I'm like, all right.
And I'm drunk.
I'm drunk.
I'm drunk Mondays, Thursdays,
8 o'clock.
All day, Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. That's why I drink.
Wow. You ever talk to Laugh Track Matt from PLA? He's a drunk too. You guys should hang out.
I mean, if you schedule your drinkingness, is it really make you a drunk?
I don't know. There's a whole list of things you're supposed to ask. I'm sure you probably rank up there. It's cool, man. You can be a drunk. It's all good. Do you do anything else? You smoke pot?
I do nothing. I sit at home. I don't drive. I don't do nothing, but I drink 3 times a week.
Yeah?
3 days a week, and I don't do nothing crazy. And I've went to where I don't drink. But, like, I'm really gone right now.
Oh, shit. Zyklon, call back in. Hang on. Zyklon was trying to call in. I don't want Zyklon to think we don't like him on the show. Some people, like Bookapoo and stuff, were saying, what do you think?
It is 7 a.m. and I'm drunk as fuck.
Yeah. No, the reason I get drunk so early is because the beer store opens at 7. I can't help that they open it that time.
It's their fault. You're enabling me, motherfucker.
Yeah, they're enabling me. I can't help it.
Okay, that's all I know.
What's the fucking liquor store's number so we can call and have a talk with them?
No, dude. They won't sell me liquor, dude. They'll only sell me beer. I'm for real. They will not.
Why? Is it Sunday?
It's because last time I had vodka, I got naked.
What?
It was retarded. You don't even want to know. I drank a half gallon of vodka.
Uh-huh.
In the store, though, right? That's where you got naked. That's why they won't sell it to you.
No. My family has called and pleaded with them to sell me liquor, and they won't.
Do you live in a small town or something?
A very small town.
Oh, my God. You're like the town drunk. That's awesome. And you collect action figures? Like, what do you collect? Ninja Turtles, or what do you got?
I collect horror movie action figures.
Right.
Like, I have a replica of, like, have you ever saw that movie Jason versus Freddy?
Yeah.
Yes. I have a 2-foot-tall Jason that was from that movie.
All right.
That they
so here's just a question. Freddy, Jason, or Michael Myers?
I don't know. It'd be Michael Myers and Jason would decimate Freddy because Freddy only, like,
Freddy's a bitch.
In the dream world.
Yeah, Freddy's a bitch. He doesn't exist outside of the dream. It was a fight. Fuck Freddy's an asshole.
And another, my most expensive figure I have is a almost 3-foot alien figure from the original Aliens movie.
Speaking of aliens, have you seen Prometheus? Is it any good?
It's a good movie, man.
I heard it wasn't that good. I don't know. I saw all the Alien movies except for Alien vs. Predator. Never got to see that.
Alien versus Predator is crap as a movie.
That's what I heard.
It's
the
video game.
I had to watch that movie like 8 times because every time I try to watch that movie, I'm like wasted. And I just don't remember it. So I just keep going back and watching it again. It's like the new movie every time I watch it.
That's why I keep watching it. All right, hey.
So, Carlito, by the way, speaking of fishy football, I have to say, fuck you, Megatron. Fuck you with a rusty Dunholm's dildo.
Why? What happened?
I don't watch football.
Because they needed 8 points to win, and he only got me 6.
Oh, man. Well, you see, there you go.
You can fuck Mike Burles, and I'll fuck Megatron.
Yeah. Well, what's up with... Seriously, what's up with Dirty Aaron, man? So he was in the chat room at least, so he made an appearance, but he left real quick.
He's scared. Yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe... Maybe you think
I
his wife...
I only pick Bears like.
You think his wife's giving him shit, maybe? I don't know. I wonder if that's what's going on.
I don't know,
man. Well, he's... whatever. All right, let's do some more pranks. Let's see, I got some more layaway customers here. Only a few left. You want to do one, Zyklon?
Yeah. I actually called the Turkish horse before the show and did a Turkish version of a Banchud call.
Oh, you found out what Banchud is in Turkish?
Yeah, I found a website that has all sorts of Turkish swear words. Half of them are ones that I could never try to pronounce, but I tried using bak, which is Turkish for shit, and they were like instant hang up.
Oh, man.
But I didn't get Faison or the other guy.
You got
so
the guy?
I'm gonna try it later and see if I can catch one of them.
Yeah. All right.
Did you get the Indian restaurant I gave you? They're supposed to be open until 10 Texas time, so they should still be open.
They're under rabbi supervision.
They're not under rabbinical supervision, my friend. I'll post the number in the thing right now so we can call them. Hold on.
Skype? Well, they're going to be closed, I think, by now. Hey.
Yeah, they're closed.
Yeah.
Texas time is 2 hours behind me, and it's only 11 here in Alabama, so they should be open.
Texas is 1 or 2 hours just, behind you.
Yeah.
1 hour, maybe.
No, it depends on what part of Texas.
Depends on
California
part
is 3 hours behind.
We'll try it. The worst is they're
I'm
not going to answer.
Dude.
The worst is they won't answer. All right. Look, in the meantime.
How about we just call him?
All right. In the meantime, I posted in the Skype chat there the layaways I got. And I'm going to start from the top down. So, Zyklon, you have the first one for Jerry, who got a recliner. Do you see that information there, sir?
Yeah, I see it.
Tell me I can.
Zero rigs and Jerry's. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, so that's when Brad tried to confirm it. That's what he got. But sometimes they still answer. So we'll try that, and we'll work our way down. We're slowly wrapping things up here. Top of the hour will be the end of the show. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. For October, well, it's now the 26th. We started out the 25th. I don't know. At least here in the East Coast, it's the 26th now.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Tabachi. Happy birthday, Milkman. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Where's that number? I'm shutting up now.
Yeah. And by the way, most of these appear to have been online orders, not layaway. Or if they do online layaway where you order it online and you do a layaway.
Yeah, hi.
Pickup.
Please, Jerry, leave your name, number, and brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
All right, Zyklon, we'll move to the next one then. Kimberly? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I like those LA gears.
Actually,
that used to light
I would
up.
Think an arcade shoe. It's when you
Man,
have to put a quarter.
That's just a LA gear in the high price shoe stores. That's all them things. You want like $80 for LA gear. I'm like, I had an LA gear shirt in 94.
What about OP? They still sell OP?
OP? British Knights. Remember British Knights?
OP?
I don't know.
Well, no one's heard OP, I guess not.
You down with OP? You know me?
You know me?
Hello?
Yeah, not that.
Hi, Kimberly?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Larry. I am online layout department. We just got your plug warmer into our store. All you need to do is come on down, pay your last two payments, and you can pick them up. All you got to do is come down, pay your last two payments, and pick them up.
I didn't put those on layaway. I'm sorry.
Our computer shows you did. You owe us two payments of $59.99 apiece, or else we will cancel your layaway, and you will get your money back minus $50 processing.
I didn't put them on layaway. I bought them at a site to store, and I've already picked them up, and I had already paid for them.
Well, our computer shows you still have to pay for them.
Well, your computer's wrong. I bought them at store and picked them up the day after I ordered them. I've already picked them up.
I am the computer, and this shit is not wrong.
Our computer actually will If you don't pick them up in 3 days, our computer will actually charge $59.99 to your credit card, and it'll charge the remaining $59.99 in 2 more days.
Okay.
So I suggest you come in and fix this.
I didn't put anything on layaway. I live in Washington State. I didn't put anything on layaway. I bought them and picked them up at my local store in Washington State. I didn't put anything on layaway. My credit card was already charged for how much I paid for them, which was $20.
Well, I got to go by what my computer says. My computer is saying you owe us 2 payments of $59.99.
Your computer is wrong. What I bought was...
My computer is not wrong. My computer is right.
I need to talk to your manager.
Yeah,
yes.
Hold on. Let me put Cross on the line.
Manager.
Hello, this is Cross. I understand you're having some kind of problem here.
Yes, I am. I didn't put anything on layaway, so I don't know who's calling me and telling me I need to come pick him up or pay 2 extra payments on my credit card.
All right, let me take a look here. These fucking customers. All right, it says here that you owe $59.99 payment and then $50 transmission fee after that if you don't pick it up 2 days after because you put it on layaway, site-to-store layaway. And, yeah, you need to come pay this, lady. You need to, you know, the bottom line is you need to take pride and responsibility on your obligations financially. And we've been having a lot of problems with white trash people and our organization for the last few years, and we're not taking it anymore. So we would really appreciate if you would come and pay the remaining balance in the remaining 2 payments, or we're going to charge the $59 and then the extra $50 for being a deadbeat, okay?
Who is this?
No, I'm Cross. I'm with Corporate Control Machines, and we're with the layaway site to store department.
No, you're not. This
listen,
is ridiculous.
Listen, I'm printing this out right now.
Cross, I got another cheap bitch on the other line. Can you help her out?
Yeah, this is another... Hang on, ma'am, I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor, okay? Give me just a moment.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to report this number that you just called my phone at to the police. I don't know who this is.
I'm putting you through, stupid. Hang on. Ken, I've got an asshole, another bitch asshole fucking customer over here. Can you help out? Oh, she's gone.
Nice. That seems to be the one thing that if you always mention credit cards.
I'm sorry. I
that's so much.
It's like saying shit and piss in the toilet.
I love to complain.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had a laptop or something. I would have so took my headset there and, like, pissed in the toilet when I was talking to her.
I'm in the middle of pain. You're not to listen.
I've
got the cordless phone. What do you need, bitch?
Let's call that guy about this tracker.
About what? The cracker?
That tracker. Yeah, I posted in Scout chat.
All right, hang on. Let's see. Tractor. All right, I got it. Who's taking this? You want to do this one, sir? Mr. Deathmatch?
No, I'll let you do it. I'm not good at initial calls. I have to, like, chime in.
Chiming in?
No, I'm not good at initial. I guess.
No, you don't have to. It's all right. No fault.
If you're trying to buy a tractor, say your name's Alonzo, act like a black guy, and you're trying to buy one or something.
Alonzo?
Yo. My name's Alonzo.
Yo, almost took out this tractor.
Or act like a black guy and say that you're owed it as reparations for slavery.
For your 40 acres because your mule didn't make it. All right, Judy Merchant.
No, that's a big cotton field.
By one of these tractor.
Don't say cotton field because that just makes me want to think of racist things.
Makes me think of Mike Tucker. Tucker Mike, he's got a
cotton field in our town. It's like 3 acres.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
He's got a cotton field. Tuck goes. All right, yeah. Judy Merchant is selling a Yanmar tractor, 18 horsepower. Do you see? You see what Scotland did? Scotland goaded me on to drink more wine while I'm on Vicodins, and now I'm fucking slurring like KDK on a Saturday night.
What was up with KDK last week? That was a whiny show.
I don't think I even listened to it.
See, Scotland also shit talk. He's like, oh, we've done 2 prank calls in the last hour and 15 minutes. Yeah. Cocksucker.
Gay crying show? He's doing the gay crying show again?
He permabanned half our people, like Enigma, me,
Yeah, he had a gay crying show. Nunu, you're going to have to go in and unban him, man.
No, Nunu was giving you numbers to, like, the BBC switchboard and stuff.
Hmm. Can we call the BBC switchboard?
What's wrong with Scotland? I thought Scotland was a cool person. Why is Scotland being an asshole all of a sudden? We have to ban Scotland?
Well, he's been helping us, but what's the problem now?
I don't know what Scotland's problem is. Jeez.
What number is that?
Oh, can we call the Turkish Warps?
Oh, he says he's scared of Nunu, I think.
I don't know what Scotland, so I thought Scotland was cool. Now Scotland's
is this the tractor?
Being... Yeah, tractor. I got it.
Who's taking it?
I got it.
Okay, it's 11:30, so might not answer.
Welcome to Mimi's. We have a large variety of shakes and sundaes. We also have a large variety of toppings.
We also have a tractor.
So come in and check us out.
Answered 3 hours ago. Try that washer person. That's supposed to be a person.
We have. That's funny. We have a large variety of shakes and tractors. Yeah, I thought Scotland. I thought you were cool, man. What's going on? So there, you're one of the good people. I don't understand what's going on in Scotland. I'm really disappointed in you, Scotland, tonight. All right? I'm really disappointed in you.
Did you see Ted Webb in the chat right now?
Hmm?
You see Ted Webb's in the chat?
Yeah, Ted's in there.
Ken Webb's in there. I see him in there.
Ken Webb and Ted Webb are in there, yep.
Yeah.
Same person. They all sound the same, those Webbs. Who said what? Call who now? What? What'd you guys say?
I posted a person selling a washer.
Oh.
With the Eric in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said, they might not answer because I tried to give you all those like 2 hours ago, and it's like 11:30 here now.
Yeah.
But you can try it.
I'm an asshole. I'll do it.
It's all good. Plus, there's an Indian restaurant. They should still be open.
There we go. Lawson got some numbers he just confirmed. We can do those. They're all in Britain.
Stove. Same dimensions.
Hey, yes, Brandon. Sorry, I can't take your call right now. If you will, leave me a message.
Fuck you, Brandon.
Don't leave a message. This is your midnight stove buying call.
Man. All right, Nunu, lonesome finding UK people. A last time Entwistle. Guy in charge of BBC is called George Entwistle, and he's in a lot of shit over the way he handled the BBC pedophile ring investigation. Still huge news in the BBC and the UK. Story growing by the day. You know, I'm a little upset because some of you guys leaked information last week during our show that guy was, he was fucking dead bodies and stuff. Whatever that's called. What's that called? Necrophilia? That's not true. I haven't seen any more information about that. That's a big lie.
It's kind of lame that Nunu's recycling numbers of KDK, too, in my opinion.
He is gay.
Those assholes are sandbagging. You weren't the car leader.
Yeah. Well, we get them first, though. We get the numbers first, and then KDK does them and ruins them. I get upset when, like, because here's why I get upset. Because Nunu, like, gave out. I get upset when Nunu gives out, like Charlie.
Nunu's a cunt.
Well, when Nunu gives out Charlie's cell phone, because Charlie, I found Charlie myself. That was on my own.
And then he gave
it to Zolar, and Zolar's cool. Zolar had some fun.
That's a traitor's act, though, without permission, man. That's ours,
well,
man.
You can give it to Zolar, but you give it to KDK, and all he's going to do is he's going to have a conversation with him. And then
have sex with him.
That's why he's no more fun anymore. He's burnt out. The guy hears calls from everybody.
Yeah.
They're like just up every Thursday every like two or three times a month.
Yeah, but what really pissed me off was like when I was sick last year, like for a good 6 months, Artie and Lonesome Loser on the side were calling Charlie and making hilarious prank calls to him. They're like, these calls were funny. Lonesome and Artie were like, oh, we made awesome prank calls to Charlie. Like, great, can I hear him? No, we didn't record him. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Why didn't you record him? He's like, oh, Artie's like, oh, I don't know, I didn't think about it. Like, oh, my God. And the same thing. Remember the with the guy Junkbuster that Recklude prank called that one time. They said, "Oh yeah, the Junkbuster guy is awesome." And we called him, and he was talking about biting. You're going to be biting the jail bars. And I said, that'd be hilarious to listen to. Like, oh, we didn't record him.
That's funny.
I don't really understand that Zolar guy show. All he does is ask for money all the time.
I don't watch him that much anymore. I still do.
I tried to watch him last night, and like for 20 minutes straight, he asked for donations. And it said at the top of his battle cast, he's got like $2,000. I mean, I would be content with $2,000.
I'd be content, too.
For $2,000, I could buy a bunch of shit in my store.
You can buy a lot of weed, man. You know?
Yeah, weed only gives you one high, though. At least for the gun you got, it only costs you like 25 cents a shot.
I like helping y'all because y'all don't beg for money. Y'all do it for the fun.
I never. I think one time I had donations up there and I got a few hundred dollars and I cut it off and I probably won't do it again for another year. Real quick, when we got on the subject of weed, Milkman, what do you know about sour diesel? What do you gentlemen know about sour diesel?
It's pretty good. AK-47 better.
It's like a cross of two of them, right? It's not an indica though, right? It's the other one. What is the indica
sativa.
And what's the
sativa? Indica sativa cross.
Oh, nice, man.
It's got a hybrid.
I might get a hook up with that tomorrow. Hopefully, it's going to be a good weekend.
AK,
oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I heard it's real
that taste, man. Whenever you blow it out, man, it's got like kind of like a diesel like exhaust smell.
Yeah, oh, that sounds healthy.
No. It's at the end. It's just a finish. I can't explain it. It's just like when it gets down to like when it gets burnt down, it gets that kind of
like a trucker
exhaust taste. You know?
Like a trucker. Hey, Dirty Aaron's on. Dirty Aaron's on Skype.
I saw that.
Yeah,
hey, Dirty Aaron. Next time you talk to Charlie or Turkish Horse or his wife, you should ask for donations so you can keep calling them and see what the fuck they say.
Seriously, let's call the Turkish Horse. I'll put a link in Skype to the Turkish swear words.
All right. Well, how about you show us how to do it since you had such fun? Or they hung up on you, you said?
Hey, Carlito, I haven't
I'll try
it.
For Faison. I bet I can probably get him at least.
Hang on real quick. Death Fox, you're saying. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I haven't smoked in like half a year, but I used to smoke all the time this stuff called AK-47 because I had a friend.
Good stuff.
That's good stuff. Yeah, I've had that.
Had in the military, and he brought it back from Afghanistan.
Oh, shit.
And it's like the number one like thing. It's for stress.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit just makes you feel great.
Yeah.
But
when I lived in Orlando, we used to get a lot of AKs.
It's got a taste, too.
Yeah, when I lived in Orlando, the guy I used to get weed from, rest in peace, Pedro, I miss that guy, the drill machine. He died in an accident last year. But he used to get AK-47, and he used to get Orange Crush also. Orange Crush was the bomb, man. And every once in a while, he'd get that blueberry yum, or whatever they call it, blueberry yum yum or something like that. And it straight up tastes just like blueberries, man. That was so crazy.
That's Canadian, isn't it? The blueberry.
I think so. Yeah, but I don't know where he would get it. He would come maybe like, or I used to. He'd be like, "Hey, Carlito, I got that Orange Crush," and he'd come over, and he would a lot of times. You guys would know that guy Pedro. Like, he was never really on. He would hang out during the show. He'd be in the background with me and Will. Back in 2007, when me and Will, he would never really.
I remember hearing about him, but I never knew him.
Yeah,
who his name was.
Yeah, he would.
The hookup dude.
Yeah, you hear those pranks, and sometimes you hear a guy laugh in the background. That's Pedro. He would be sitting there. He's a really cool dude.
I had to quit smoking though, because here in Alabama, man, they'll give you like 20 years to get caught with over.
That's like Virginia. They'll throw the key away. They'll lock you up, and they won't give you toilet paper.
What?
They'll keep feeding you. Yeah,
in the southern states, they'll just fucking throw the book at you.
Yeah,
if you call weed.
Well, in Virginia, milkman, you, they'll lock you up and then they'll give you all this food, and you get to shit, and then you're like, "Where's the toilet paper?" And they go, "Ha ha ha ha," and then they
take a big shit to the toilet.
Yeah, and then,
I had a friend who got caught
without a lid on the toilet either.
Yeah,
that's cruel.
It's all stainless steel, and then somebody vomits into like sink, so you can't get a drink out of the water out of the sink either, because it's like full of barf.
That's ridiculous.
That's the way to go.
You have to do the anal-leaking, and the poo-poo comes out, and they make you eat the poo-poo.
Yeah, that's how you clean up.
Weren't they the same assholes that were, like, throwing people in jail for prank calling over there, too?
Virginia was, yeah.
Carlito. Oh yeah, somebody linked the somebody linked that video in Madhouse chat. It was it's sad to watch it. You see that guy, you're like, you know how crazy he is.
Actually, hey Nunu, real quick, Nunu sent me a pic during the week of a Ugandan newspaper where they outed some gay guy, and it's really funny. It's like, I forgot what it is. Nunu, if you got that link, put it in the chat room real quick so people can see that newspaper like, from Uganda. Like, yeah, it's like a like they outed some gay guy into like, you know, wanted pervert or something like that. it's like a gay guy in a picture like, ooh. Yeah.
And they're going to throw him in jail and make him eat the poopoo.
All right, Turkish Kitchen. You ready? Hey, everyone say hi to Dirty Aaron because he's been hiding since he got beat by Ken. Hey, Dirty Aaron.
No, he got beat by me. I was the one that ended his unbeaten streak. I gave him his first loss.
I did
it's like
my
one
ass
good
whipped.
Thing I've had this year in fantasy football.
I just took his ass out last week.
What happened?
Yeah,
don't
sucked.
Talk about
I think I'm going to lose this week, too.
Bullshit.
We should one day prank Italian restaurants. I've never heard you prank Italians.
Eh, I don't know. All right, hey, let's do pranks, period. Guys, come on. Turkish Kitchen, here we go. No more talking. That's it. No more talking. Talking's over.
Yes.
Time for action.
Who's in the Turkish Kitchen?
Turkish Kitchen. Zyklon. He's a big Turkish cursor now, Zyklon is.
Time to breach the wall. Who's talking? You?
Yes.
Thank you for calling Turkish Kitchen. For a takeout order, please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, my.
They want you.
They do.
They don't answer anymore. They don't. But they have a second location now, and I don't think that they know about us. Across town.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely the swear words will probably work with them.
Yeah, we got
Carlito.
A second.
You know what?
There's a second location. Yes.
Let's try the second one. Maybe the husband is there, because like, every time we call the main one, we get Faizan. I wonder if the husband's at the other one.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Do they speak Arabic?
No, they speak Turkish.
Well, most of Turkish speak Arabic, too, because they're Muslims.
No, not really. Not necessarily.
Not really. Turks and Arabs are completely different ethnic groups. Anyway,
no.
If you want to read Turkish swear words, look at the friggin' link in Skype.
Right,
I'm not. No, I'm just saying because I'm blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's Arabic and stuff. And
that's more Muslim. That's universal. All right, listen. We got in Vancouver, we got a PA system extension for a store called Real Canadian Superstore. Pick any department, get the name of someone in one department, call back, say you're Mr. X from the other department, and your star button is broken. Can you transfer me to star 6-1? Not sure if they can kick you off the PA system, but it does work. We'll try it. I don't know. See if we get the PA system. This is something we've tried time and time again, and it's never worked. Although I did learn in Brad's book, which I forgot the name of right now.
Fred Meyer. It was in Fred Meyer.
Fred
Meyer
was
hilarious.
Yeah, the whole story.
If you haven't read it,
go
to phonelosers.com and read the Fred Meyer story, or get Brad's book.
Yep. Did you ever get an ebook version of that released? You should if you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Real Canadian Superstore on Grandview Highway. To hear our store hours and location, please press 1 now. Your call is very important to us, and the following menu will help serve you faster. Enter the 3-digit number at any time. Optical department, 554.
Closed.
Pharmacy, 575.
Yeah.
To reach customer service, 402.
Yeah.
Beauty, 401.
Yeah.
Photo and audio, 409.
Ooh,
Joe Apparel.
That might be open now.
Now I'm going to try to get some phone to...
Listen, quiet. We just got to get the name of someone in the department.
Beauty.
As for Sudafedrin.
I got this. I'm smart. I'm a lawyer. I can figure this out. Watch. Well, it's got to be a guy anyway.
It's late in Canada.
Yeah, Vancouver might be.
About 1.
All right, so yeah, anyway, well, We'll have to do that earlier in the show.
Do you want
to
freak somebody out?
I'm drinking brandy right now.
You want to freak somebody out? Call Walmart and ask for Sudafed.
Yeah, especially if it's in the South.
Yeah, you'll
someone PM me with that number I've sent in there in chat. Check it out.
You know what Sudafed is used for, right, Carly, though?
For methamphetamine.
Right.
Yeah, do you have liquid fire is best cases?
Well, them crazy fucks down south will sit there and try to make that shit right there in the Walmart. I've seen like
five stories. It's happened at the local Walmart. See, fortunately, now the store I work at, it's a gun store, so that shit ain't going to happen because if someone tried it, they're probably going to be looking down the barrel of multiple firearms until the police arrive.
Hey, Zyklon, real quick, I got to get with you on a gun purchase. I got to figure out what kind of gun I want to buy. I got to protect myself. There's too much shit going on in this town I live in.
Just get 9mm, man.
Zyklon works at a gun store? Remodeling? Are you shitting?
Please leave your name and number.
Yeah,
and
you used to work at a freaking Walmart.
As soon as possible.
No answer to that number you posted. All
you
right.
Want home protection in home, or are you looking for something to carry with you?
In the house, you want a shotgun. I get a shotgun or an AK-47, probably.
I got a shotgun.
No, dude. There's a much simpler solution. I'll tell you about later, dude, for the home.
Well, I'll tell you about.
But no, I'm talking about. Listen,
basically, it's a 410 pistol.
I'm talking about.
I'm going to say that.
You clean the house. All you need is one of them.
I'm talking about on my person while I'm, like, you know, downtown.
Man. I got a 20-gauge and a 12-gauge in my house right now.
Yeah, but how do I carry it? Like, do I get a holster?
9mm? Yeah, you can get it where you at.
That's
you
not
a carry permit in, like, 40 states, man.
Hey, yeah, Milkman, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's called a Taurus Judge, and they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I couldn't remember the name. I was going to look at it. I held one of these motherfuckers, dude, and I seen, like, a picture where this motherfucker, the fire shoots out, like, 3 feet, but it doesn't, like, go flying around the room. And, I mean, this motherfucker, you can just, like, take, like, what, okay, if you, like, fucking, like, go where a bathroom door is beside it, you could open up another fucking bathroom door like that, and you got five more to go.
Wow. That's awesome.
Well, so that will take care of your home, dude. That's a hell of a good squirrel gun or deer gun. A 410 is, man. You can kill a lot with that. So if you have that spray and shot in the house, dude, there ain't no way anybody's coming back happy after that.
Hmm. Well, if there's
two things to load. One is to load your standard buckshot, the other is to load dice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but an open carry permit for a 9mm is really simple. It's like legal in like 40-something states.
Right. Yeah, you'll have no problem getting
it. You got a semi-automatic, so, you know, you always got a risk of jamming, you know.
No, that's what I said, 9mm, them things are easy, they're common, and they're not going to jam. Get you like a Beretta 9mm.
They do jam, though.
Seriously, Berettas suck.
My friend used to have a Mac, man, and they do fucking jam, I'm telling you. The 9 will jam.
All right, guys.
Cartridges,
all right, gun talk later. Here we got Ian, whose neighbor likes to throw beer bottles off of his porch into the street. What a redneck asshole.
Oh, let me talk to him. All I'll right. be like, I just threw a beer bottle over your yard.
I wanted to talk to him.
What an asshole. What are you like?
If there's a beer bottle, you're going to shoot it out of the air so all the...
So, you gotta throw this shit out in the street.
And he'll believe it because the way I sound.
What an asshole. I gotta throw this shit on the street. Call Ian as his neighbor. Call Ian as his neighbor and start an argument with him.
Yes, it is.
Tell him that you're going to throw bottles. Are you guys listening, fuckers?
I'm trying to hear him.
Hey, listen. Call Ian as his neighbor and start an argument with him. Tell him you're going to throw bottles at his car and his house. Speak like a 50-year-old man, or do whatever you want. I don't care. All right, you ready? Ian.
I'll do it.
All right, fine. Damn it. Here we go. I'm going to paste copying now, and I'm pasting here. Everyone's drunk. Who's drunk here? I know I am, and I know Death Fox is
drinking. What's the reason I'm throwing these bottles to this house, though? Tell me the reason.
This is a dumb redneck guy. What would you do that? What an asshole. I'm going to get glass all over the all over the fucking street. Asshole. I swear to God, that's something Rev would do.
Asshole machine.
There we go. Hey, we need a new bot. Death Fox, we need a new bot. Asshole machine.
Asshole machine.
What do you want it to do, though?
I don't know. Just have it sit there and make rude comments to people in the chat room all the time. There you go.
I can do that. You give me a comment she wants to make, and I'll have it randomly play
there you
every
go.
12 minutes.
We should just have her put, like, Madhouse quotes in all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You give me a quote list, and I'll do it.
All right, cool.
So why am I throwing these bottles at you?
I don't know.
Because he's That's an funny. Asshole. Tell him you're going to throw, tell him you're gonna pick up his bottles and throw them back.
Okay. Did you get my email, by the way, Matt Carlito?
I can check.
I sent it last night.
I'll leave a voicemail. Let me leave a voicemail if you don't answer.
Hi, you reached Ian Steven. Please leave me a message.
Hey, you motherfucker. I'm going to throw beer balls at your house. And I promise you, you better not fucking pick them up. If you pick them up, I'm going to shoot you. Not like in a violent way, like at the ground, so don't like report me. Thanks. Bye.
He probably doesn't. It's his neighbor. With that drunk voice accent here, he's probably like, oh my god, the neighbor just called, so he's gonna shoot me.
Yeah. Actually, that would have been perfect for a really learned music call. It's like, hey, I saw your beer bottles in my yard. I will throw them back if I see any more, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I like it better when Death Fox says it with his regular drunk voice. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, like, that was. Oh, I mean, that's, Larry's just kind of my go-to guy. Like, you know how you have Ross and all that shit.
Shoot at the ground, but not in a violent way.
I don't think this is a threat, because I'm just going to shoot at the ground. I don't want him to report me.
Oh,
this
man.
Show just should just be called This is the Drunk Show.
I guess so. I think so. Enfeld's sent in a number, but didn't he? He sent in a request, but no number. Any Walmart. Oh, well, there you go. Hey, what am I going to do your work for you? Enfeld's, if you want to find me a Walmart.
I'll freak them out. Right. I promise. All
right, here's the last one.
Hold on.
Supplies.
We got UK Godfather wants us to call that stupid cab taxi place he always wants us to call that never goes anywhere.
Better Cars or A1?
V Cars.
Let's send a taxi to David Lloyd for gin.
There you go. Go for it.
Hold on. Wait, let's find a David. Let's find like a British. Hold on. Let me find a David Lloyd real fast.
Well, you know, Britain's a Brit-
David Lloyd Manchester. And I bet you'll get somebody, I guarantee it.
All right.
The whole point is to send a friggin' taxi to the David Lloyd's for Jed.
Yeah, I'll find one. Hold on, give me 3 seconds.
All right, work
on
that.
Okay, you do it.
1, 2, 3.
Jed will be happy we send something to David Lloyd.
While we do that, hey, Peace of Ill is in England. Pinner, England. We're going to do some UK calls and start wrapping up here. Guys, you okay with that? Good.
Sure, we're all drunk.
Yeah.
I'll take some UK.
Fuck your mother.
I don't know who's who talking right now. I don't know.
Brent Westwood.
There you go.
Hey, guys.
I gave you one.
Guys, Brent Westwood hasn't been on the line for a while, so we need to let him do some
stuff. Yeah, he's been in hiding for a couple weeks.
He's been in hiding. Yeah, so. I'm posting the details in the chat room there, in the Skype chat, rather. First one is P. Seville. Go nuts, have fun. A woman answered there, whatever. You guys take over, because I'm not doing any more. Here you go. I'm just doing the calls. Pow.
Okay. I'm going to look for some more red dinner.
Got shut up.
And try not to talk over each other while we do this. Jesus.
Oh, this is UK. It has a funny ring.
Hello?
Yes, is this Peace of Ill?
Yes.
Yes, good morning. This is Brent Westwood calling.
Who?
Brent Westwood.
When?
West.
I can't understand. Will you spell the word? Wentwood?
Yes, that's correct.
Calling
from the UK water machines. We're going to be turning off your water in about half an hour.
You're turning off the water?
Yes.
I've got an emergency. I'm disabled and I need water desperately.
Well, can you get up and flush the toilet for me or not?
Can I get what?
Can you get up and flush the loo?
Why are you ringing to tell me twice?
Excuse me? we're going to shut up.
You've not rang anybody else around here.
Huh?
Why have you rung my number?
I don't think so. Is this P. Seville? In Pinner, England?
What address am I?
5 Lindy Leak, Westford Park, Pinner, England.
You're 1-800-FUCKING-FLUSH-THE-LOO.
Pardon? Have you
we just need you to go and flush the toilet and see if your water's on.
You haven't rung anybody. I haven't what? You haven't rung anybody else here.
I'm ringing you.
Why?
Because I just want to call and get you wound up. Because you're a tosser.
Because what?
Huh? You're a wanker. Huh? Stupid wanker?
I'm going to get the police. Okay,
stupid
okay.
Brush your teeth with powdered sugar wanker. Huh? Do you understand that?
Yay!
Andrew says, fuck you.
Hey, I gave you a number for a chick selling a bed. She probably won't answer, but we can try it.
Oh, we can ask her if it has piss stains on it. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
That'd be funny.
I prefer it has piss stains. I don't want it otherwise.
Hey, guys.
Are you on the bed? That's
hey, Brent,
what I would ask her.
Brent Westwood, that was good because he was like, well, I have an emergency. That was
great. The lube was a battle.
Oh, hey, Carlito.
Hey.
I was very honored to be a part of the intro to the podcast here a couple weeks ago.
That is awesome. A special honor, isn't it? I was editing that. And I said, this one's here for Dirty Aaron. Maybe those will bring him back, the son of a bitch. You know, I do things like that. And I love you guys for being on the last hour. We have a lot of fun in this last hour of the show. You know, who's our normal crowd for the last hour? Normally, it's always Ken and Dirty Aaron, right? Zyklon.
Yeah. I'm new, but I'm
always fucking here.
Death Fox is breaking in lately. Ted sometimes joins us last hour. Milkman's always here. Jen's usually here lately.
We've lost Milkman.
Oh.
Yeah, we lost Milkman again.
Let me go.
Hey, Carlito.
He's going
to
be mad.
Halloween show. You need to do it.
Here's the next one. D. Seville. Another. Brent, do it again. Come on, Brent.
Okay. Here we go.
Get pumped.
Do it.
Slap your chest. Get pumped.
Hello?
Yes, D. Seville.
Who's speaking, please?
Yes, this is Brent Westwood.
How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling. We're going to be shutting off your water in about a half an hour because we're having too much water coming out of your system. Do you have an extra toilet running or... maybe there's something, you have a leak. We're going to need you to go ahead.
Who are you speaking on behalf of?
Who am I speaking? UK Water Administration Machines. I'm at a call center in the United States. We're under contract from the government. Who are you? You're a woman. You're questioning me. You need to go flush the toilet.
Goodbye.
No, don't hang up. I'm going to shut off your water.
This is a bit late.
Damn.
I'll call it out. I'll straighten it out. Brent.
Straighten her out.
Okay, that's straightened out.
Your name is Strainer.
Hello?
Hi, this is Eric. I'm the supervisor here with UK Water Administration Machines. I just wanted to straighten this out. You had just got a call from Brent Westwood. He's my associate here.
Yes?
Yeah, he didn't have the full information, but we're receiving on the computer... hear that there's a water leak coming from your location. Do you have a running faucet?
You're receiving a what?
Our computer is receiving word that your home is causing a substantial water leak in the water machine system. The water table is going low for the rest of the street that you live on, and it's because of your house. You have a water leak.
You realize this is an international call?
Yes, I do. We're working a call center in the United States, and we're contracted by the United Kingdom to watch the water machine and the water table and everything because there's a water problem in the United Kingdom with people stealing water. And we're not accusing you of stealing water. We just think that you have something in your home that's depleting the water and running it out. And the problem is people are getting ready to get up soon to take their showers and use the toilet and flush the toilets and make tea and everything, and then they're not going to be able to because your have a leak inside your house. And that's bad. It's bad.
I'm sorry, this doesn't sound credible.
No, I'm credible. I'm with UK Water Machines. Can you please check? Do you, how many toilets do you have in your home? Do you have just one toilet?
There's no... The water's running all right in our home.
Well, have you been running it, like, constantly? Is the toilet flushing on its own at all? I'm looking it up on the computer now. It says that it looks like it should... Do you have a refrigerator that processes water that automatically, or an ice maker inside the refrigerator?
I'm just having a look. Dave, will you put the alarm off, please?
Turn off the alarm, please.
Right, do you reckon it's a refrigerator?
Well, yes. Does your refrigerator make ice automatically?
I'm just going to check. How would we know we had a leak?
Well, can you unplug it and then I'll check the computer and it'll show me and then you can plug it back in if it's not a problem. You know, the unplug it from the power source?
I'm just checking. There's no water leaking on the floor. So there's nothing.
What about your toilets, then?
Evident.
Do you have a toilet there, or do you use the bathroom outside? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, the toilet. How many toilets do you have there?
Six.
You have six toilets in your home?
Six.
Six toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have six toilets inside your home?
Excuse me, this just doesn't sound credible.
You know, it doesn't sound credible that you have six toilets inside your home. I'm running up a report right now. Since when have you had six toilets? You're only licensed to have a maximum of two inside your home. Well?
Hello?
How many toilets are in your home? And be serious, please, because we can shut your water off from the street.
I'm being serious. What is your name, and can I ring you back?
This is Cross. I'm the supervisor at UK Water Machine. And if I want from the computer here, I can shut your water off from the street source, and you won't have any water until you get this resolved. It'll take about 5 days to get it turned back on. So you better cooperate with me. You understand?
I am cooperating with you, Cross, but so, I can't...
Don't tell me you have six toilets when you don't have six toilets inside one house.
I'm sorry, I do have six toilets.
Why do you have six toilets? You don't have a license for six toilets. Go to your primary toilet right now and tell me if it's leaking water.
I'm looking at the toilet now.
Flush the toilet so I can check.
I'm needing to go around the house and look at six toilets, Croft.
How do you have six toilets inside one house? Why? Explain.
Why do I? Because we have.
How big is your house?
How big is that? 400 square feet? 400 square feet.
That's disgusting. Flush the toilet you're looking at now, and I'll run the computer check. It might just be you have air in the water toilet. Air in the toilet system.
Where can you locate us?
Let me check.
Have you got some postcode?
The
because
what?
I can't, there's no water leaking in the house.
You just need to flush the toilet. I just need you to flush one of the toilets.
Have you got a postcode for us, Croft?
A what? A postal code?
Yeah.
Let me look it up here. Hang on. Ridiculous.
Have you got a zip code?
You're playing games with me. I've got you at Luanda North Road, Hottonlea Spring, England.
Yeah, DH59NN.
Okay, sure.
You want me to flush every toilet?
Just one of them. Please just flush one toilet, and if you have air in the system, it'll clear it out.
Right, I've just flushed one toilet.
Let me run the report. Hang on. Okay, that's coming up positive. All right, so we need to know, is there hot water or cold water inside this toilet?
Is there, explain that to me, please.
Is the water hot or cold inside the toilet bowl? Can you please check?
Cold.
You put your hand in the toilet to check it?
That's right.
Okay, now go put your hand in your face. And smell
it. Thank you, cough.
Smell your face. Smell your fingers and your hands and lick it and suck
and
your
fingers. Thank you, cough.
Suck your fingers and lick it.
Smell it, bitch. Six fucking toilets, you dumb cunt.
I'm going to... Hey, Titus. I'm just saying hi to Titus. What's up? Okay. That was hilarious, dude.
How does she have six toilets? I got to call Milkman back.
Bitch is rich.
He called
that
my...
Bitch is rich.
They must have a big house.
What happened is the husband has three, she has three, and if she touches any of his toilets, he just fucking backhands her or some shit like that.
How dare you touch the toilet?
She's in a two-bedroom house with six toilets.
While your party is being reached.
I'm going to get milk, man. You know, for the... I don't think I've failed yet in getting anybody to put their hands in a toilet. Hey, milkman. Hey, you're back.
Yeah, I kept trying to call, man, but it wasn't going through, I guess.
I got you. Hang on. Brandon wants to be on.
Just ringing and ringing whenever I called on the last one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, you know, so far I haven't failed yet when I try to get someone to put their hand in the toilet to check the temperature. They always do it. Isn't that stupid? Brad Carter, RBCP, whatever the fuck you want to call him, is here. Hey, man.
Hi.
Hi. Would you ever put your hand in the toilet if someone called you? I never would, Brad.
I don't think so.
There you go. That's my guy. That's my boy.
Hey, Brad. Is there going to be a fun show next week, or is it LOL? It's a stillborn.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a fun show. Tuesday night. Every Tuesday, 9 o'clock.
Yay!
Why do you hate me, Brad Carter?
That person last week to put their hand in there and then try to get them to touch it to the tip of their tongue when they told me the toilet water was boiling.
You should have asked what the water tastes like, Carlito.
I asked her to smell it and she caught on. Yeah. Is it salty? Are you gonna
I
salt
hate
water?
That lady for having six toilets.
Really? Yeah. She's got
rich,
more.
Dude.
She has more toilets than I have rooms in my home. That's bullshit.
All you gotta do is go over to that lady and take a big shit in each of the toilets.
That's it, there you go.
I wanna live in a two-bedroom house with six toilets.
Wait a minute, isn't that called a trailer?
Yeah, but they have porta-potties outside, that's how.
I think last week I tried to tell him, if it smelt or tasted like sulfur, is how I was trying to get him to put his fucking toilet hand up to his tongue.
Is someone playing with the toilet in the background? What's going on? I hear a toilet. Someone's like, oh, I'll go check this out. I want to check my toilet.
What are you doing, fucking dude?
Dark Strangler's here. Hey, Darky.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I said. Hey, we got E. Seville. Anyone want to talk to E. Seville? I know I don't.
I do. I do. I will. Another call.
Who? What? Zyklon?
I will.
Let what's his face? Death Fox do it, because he's redneck. He's funny. And then you go next. All right, here you go. E. Seville.
Yeah,
it sounds starting to get really choppy.
Sounds all choppy for me. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi, bye.
Hang up.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Stinky. Bye. Dark Stranger stinks, I heard. Did Brad already disconnect?
I'll try, but I'm
an asshole. Yeah, because of the sound.
Yeah, he did. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Vale. Hello?
Who's this?
Yes, this is from the UK Water Board Administration. I guess.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jonathan from the UK Water Board Administration of America. I need you to check your toilets, because we're having a water leak malfunction on the 648 line.
I'm sorry you're through to a private house.
I know. I'm calling you. You're Miss Deville, right?
Is this just giving you an attitude again? We've called her like three or four times, and she keeps talking about, I don't know what's going on.
She hung up.
Put your hand in the toilet. All right. That was E. Seville. That didn't work. We'll call B. Seville instead. Let me start this one. This is going to be a child molester call. Those are always funny. Your favorites?
Sorry, I can't hear an echo earlier. What you're saying.
Hello? Hi, is this Saville? Isaville? Fuck. She's sitting there in the background not saying nothing.
Yeah, the sound's okay,
numbers,
choppy.
Why even the word?
Everybody's getting it.
Yeah, the sound's all choppy and stuff, guys. Anybody want to volunteer to drop out at all?
You want to just restart Skype?
Enigma, you still here? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I'll drop out.
Are you sure? All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Enigma's to Enigma. Thank you, Enigma. Hey.
See ya.
See you later, man. Enigma's out of here. Maybe that'll help.
Poop on you.
Papa.
No, it's not helping. Look at that. We made Enigma disconnect for nothing. Shit. It might be on my end. It might be me. And I'm sorry if it is, but...
That's what I'm suggesting.
Just reconnect everybody.
We can disconnect. What time is it? 1:07. Oh, man. I got a bunch of numbers left to call here, so I guess, all right, I'm going to disconnect Skype and we'll reconnect. Milkman, I'll call you first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Disconnect.
Nope. Is Milkman even here yet?
Your fucking phone.
Milkman, yeah, answer the phone, Milkman. I don't want any excuses. I'm not playing games with Milkman. All right, everyone, I don't know. Here, I'm going to play a prank call real quick while I reconnect everybody. I don't know, just listen to Naughty by Nature. Here you go. Yeah.
Please enjoy
ABC.
The music while
easy as 1, 2, 3. La la la. ABC. Do re mi. ABC, baby, you and me. ABC. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Oh, something. ABC. You and me. ABC, you and me. Love that song.
Oh.
Hey, bitch.
There you are. What's happening?
I reset everything because it was being gay.
Sounds pretty good.
No,
I was getting like some like packety like weird shit before, but I didn't say much. But
yeah,
occasional. It sounds much clearer now.
Yeah, after a while, you got to reset the Skype.
How many people did we have in there? It sounded like we had a pretty good bit of people for a while before it started acting funky.
For a while, then yeah, when I connected Brad and then Dark Stranger, and it got really crazy, and even if you disconnect people with Skype, it hangs on to those processes. You got to kill it from the root to the fruit, man.
Too many packets.
Too many packets being lost. Brent Westwood's here. All right, Brent Westwood. What are you saying, man?
Hey, I got a confession to make.
What?
So I've been playing fantasy football for, 7 weeks.
Yeah?
I haven't watched a single down of live football.
No, really?
Yeah, I tried to get, a TV antenna. It just wouldn't work, so I've just been fucking operating it from my phone.
Are you a cable cutter or something? Like, you don't have, cable TV?
No, I was trying to get the local channels, through the air, the digital converter box.
Yeah.
I just haven't done it.
Well, you have internet, though. You can get those pirated streams really easy, man. I'll give you the website. You can watch anything you want, sports-wise.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, no, send it to me.
Hang on, I'll tell you, because I'll forget, but I'll tell you. Dude, I use that site all the time. I watch UFC, I watch boxing, I watch any NFL game you want. Yeah, see, let me tell you what it is.
Put it in the Skype chat.
I'll just give it. Everyone knows about this site, all the cool people know. It is...
Are you going to do a Halloween show? Some people have
been
asking.
Is it Gort?
Halloween show? When is Halloween this year?
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
People's asking, that's why I'm asking you for the people.
It's hang on real quick. Dirty Aaron, it's thefirstrow.eu. That's where you gotta go. Now I'll post it there for if you want to just grab a link. But I've been using this site for years, man, and you can watch any sports you can think of right there. They even got some live TV. But, anytime UFC comes out, sometimes I go out to, the local bar to watch UFC fighting, and my friend will go and we'll get some beers and wings and watch the fight. But usually I watch it from my comfort of my own home in my underwear.
What the fuck is Six Midnight Lounge thinking? First Row is not gone. I watch that shit all the time. I watch the last UFC fight on there.
Yeah, First Row still. I'm looking at it right now. I just opened it up.
My son likes watching a WWE shit. I'll fucking get on there to turn that on.
Exactly,
for him on
Sunday. All those pay-per-views are on here. All the sports. Any sports right now you can watch on there.
Movie 2K.2 has TV shows, porn, and all the new movies that come out. Like, you can watch Paranormal Activity 4, Alex Cross, all that new stuff. You can even watch, and all the new TV shows, even the pay-per-views like you're talking about, the moment they come on, they post them on there, and all the new porn movies. I don't watch the porn movies, but if I did, they would be over there. Just Movie 2K.2.
Of course not.
Porn's pretty easy. You know what? Oh, when I first started.
I just watched free.
When I first started on Cacti Radio, I forgot who it was, posted tblop.com, the big list of porn, tblop.com. That's all I've been using for a few years now. And it's all there, man. That's the place to go to for if you want to watch free porn videos. It has every site listed. It's all the tube sites are listed. They're ranked. Like, which is better? Yeah, you guys
post, post that link again. What is it?
It TBLOP, the big list of porn. TBLOP.com.
Milkman would want that link.
Yeah, any guy would want that. You know?
I would think Milkman would be going after, like, Bulgarian and French chicks in the back of his taxi.
Whoa.
Hey, man, don't tell all our secrets now.
Yeah,
it's like
Banga, Vegas.
When you got a woman.
Yeah. Hey, how about we finish these pranks and we get out of here? Because I'm tired.
Alrighty, let me make a call.
You need to do a Halloween show, though. People want it.
Yeah, let's do a special Halloween show.
Yeah, you guys do it. There you go.
I'm going to be trick-or-treating.
I don't know. What's the sense of doing a Halloween show when we're less than a month away from the fucking epic Thanksgiving show?
Thanksgiving show. It's always on a Thursday, man. You guys were just talking about the drunk show. That's the drunk show for me. I usually get pretty hammered.
But not everybody's not drunk, though, like on this show. I mean,
we are. You son of a bitch. We call that fucker at Hooters in Guam and fuck with him, that horse toucher.
We got to track that guy down, and we're going to try to track the guy down at the guy at the hotel in Paris again. And,
Hotel Napoleon. I thought he died or something like that, or he switched
shit. I don't know, because last year, didn't I go on to like, I went on, it was like a 6-hour show last year, remember? And it was like just.
It's been a year with the Turkish horse.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Milkman, Milkman, we got a plan, all right? Milkman, you get drunk that night, all right? And you smoke some of your medical weed, and then I'll drink that night. You know, we're all drink. All of us are on right now. We're all drink that night.
I'll try, but I'm banned from drinking on Thanksgiving.
You can't drink it.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Dude, when we have 20 people over at our house, they don't want me drunk.
I'll tell Fox what happened. He fucked a turkey on Facebook.
He fucked a turkey.
No, it's just I had a lot of years where I would drink gallons of vodka every day. I'm talking about a literal gallon of vodka. I have a big tolerance for vodka, and I love it.
Wow. All right, we got C. Seville. Who wants it? C. Seville.
I want it because I haven't done it.
White Lightning there. It's dead, man. Don't pull with that shit.
I can drink a half bottle of Everclear and still be functional.
Holy shit, really?
Oh, damn.
I can stand Everclear, but I drink moonshine.
Or like he thinks he can be functional.
Real men drink moonshine.
I've drove a car not crashed in a half bottle of Everclear.
All right, Zyklon has C. Seville. Quiet on the set.
Hello?
Please leave a message. Call me on 07936.
Shut up. All right, DM Saville. Next one on the list in the chat is there on the
DM
Skype.
Saville.
DM Saville. You have, if they ask, you know, what address you're calling, you got the address there.
Yeah.
We're going to rapid fire these and we're out of here. I'll loop real quick here over to the request to prank. Make sure there's nothing that looks promising that we need to get to. We should be okay. We're done. DM Saville.
Hello?
Hello, this is DM Saville.
Yes, is this DM Saville?
Hello.
Yes, is this DM Saville?
Who's calling?
Yes, my name is Larry. I am from the United Kingdom Power Administration. We were calling about the abnormally high amount of power coming from your residence at Cedar Croft.
Do you know what time it is here in Britain?
It's actually 3:17 in the afternoon.
It is not. It's 6 o'clock. It's 6:20 in the morning. You're walking
around. Are you sure? I'm looking
yes.
at my clock right now, lady. It said 3:17.
I'll call her back.
Dude, Aaron, I mean, you were echoing, man. I saw you were trying to get in on my call.
Well, yeah, because you didn't answer first, so I tried to get in there.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was, like, instantly on it.
Hello?
Hi, DM Saville?
Hello? Yeah, can you stop ringing
this
number?
This
we are trying
Saville.
To get some sleep here.
Are you stupid?
Well, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have to call this number if you weren't using so much power.
Sorry, what? You see, you're silent at the beginning and they hang up and stuff.
Damn it. I'm trying to get in like right at the beginning, you know?
Well, they're saying hello and there's like a good 3-second silence. That's why I'm trying to jump in.
Yeah, fucking Skype.
Skype. Yeah, it is Skype tonight. Skype is not being good tonight. Jay Saville's here. Let's call Jay Saville. Who wants this? Anybody? Aaron?
I'll take it. Jay Battle?
Saville, so. Jay Battle? Jay Battle.
Yeah, call for Jay Battle. And I'll be the supervisor.
I got Milkman's phone. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, I know. I'm writing down Milkman's number.
Hello.
Hello, Jay Saville.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Brent Westwood from the Stupid Power Administration, Stupid Machines.
Hello.
We're calling to find out why you're using so much power. We're receiving excessive voltage coming out of your system. Can you explain to us why?
At this time of morning.
Yeah, are you running the dryer all night long or something like that? Washing machine?
Well, I'm nothing at this time of the morning.
Huh?
Well, asleep, don't you?
You're asleep? Well, something's going on at your house because we're getting ready to
shut
off your power.
In the morning, man. That's 4 in the morning. What are you doing at this time for?
We're getting ready to shut off your power in half an hour because your stupid washing machine has been running all night.
Washing machine running? No, is it out running all night, washing machine? What the hell are you talking about?
You don't have a 24-hour washing machine?
No, do we?
We're also getting excessive water usage coming from your machine. You're a bollocks.
Please hold the line.
I'm not holding shit.
What?
What? Are you there? Do you know how to use the phone? Hello?
There's that weird thing. Sometimes when we call the UK one, right when they hang up, it says hold the line and it rings like immediately.
He picked it right back up.
Though. Yeah.
He started yelling.
Yeah. I don't know
he
what that happens.
Call back, I think.
All right,
I think
cool.
So. Let me call back as the supervisor.
There you go, supervisor.
Scotland's an asshole.
What's up with Scotland? Seriously, Scotland was a cool dude. I don't know what's up with Scotland. Scotland, I'm disappointed.
What?
Hello, this is Larry. I am the supervisor here at the power company, and we've been noticing an absurdly high spike in your power. Have you been using excess power to grow marijuana?
Do you know what time it is, you silly pillet?
It's 3:21 p.m. And yes, I'm highly concerned about your marijuana.
Please hold the line.
I'm still here, fucker. I'm going to come raid your house.
Listen.
And take all your weed.
Shut up,
I'm going to give it to Milkman so he can smoke it.
Listen. He's arguing. Well, he was arguing in the background. We couldn't hear him.
I know. That's why I was doing that. I knew he was in the background.
Yeah. All right, next.
That's pretty funny, though. I mean, you call to say, hey, we saw a lot of spike power. Are you growing weed?
Zach, like wouldn't you feel really bad if he was in the background beating the shit out of his wife because of your call?
Not really.
What would that happen?
Me neither. I was just checking.
He's just angry. He got a call. Says, I'm going to beat you up, wife. Get over here, bitch. All right,
your fucking boyfriend calling at 3 in the morning again. I'm going to fuck you up.
Here's I'm going to take this hat off. Here's M. Saville. I'll do this one. All started it, rather, I should say. Two more after this and we're done.
Welcome to BG Answer 1571. The person you're calling isn't available at the moment. Please.
Okay, no answer there. R. Savile instead in Halifax, England.
Cooking some chicken parmesan, or don't that sound good?
Chicken parmesan, good deal.
Yeah, ask for him for fish and chips.
Ask for Gordon Ramsay.
But you want French fries instead.
Hello.
This is R. Savile.
You've got the wrong number.
This is R. Savile, stupid. I know who this is.
Pardon?
This is R. Savile. R. Savile, hi. This is Cross. I'm calling from the BBC. I understand you're related to the pervert, Savile, who had sex with the children, the pedophile.
No, we're not. We've got a different name.
Yeah.
It's spelled differently.
Yeah, I know. But I know he's your uncle. Did he molest you at all? Did you want to tell us about what happened?
He's not related. He's a different name to us. It's bloody 6:30 in the morning.
But
who are you?
When you were in the hospital, did he touch your penis and kiss you and things like that?
I'm getting rude.
Well. I'll call him back.
He was loud. He seems like he'll get violent.
He'll
same guy?
Yeah. He'll shoot the
guy. You gonna take it?
Hey, I'll start it.
Welcome to Sky voicemail of 014.
Alright, last one of
the
night.
Welcome to the voicemail of the penis kisser. How are you?
SF Savile here. Here we go. Yeah. So again,
can I take it?
Yeah, sure. But do the pedophile thing. Don't do the water machine.
Boy, don't do the weed one.
Yeah.
Boy, can you take it?
Boy, can you?
We heard from Mr. Savile that you can take it.
Take a niner.
Not ringing.
We heard you could take a whole summer sausage.
I'm redialing it here, see if it works. If not, this will be it.
That's what she said.
Hello.
Hi, is this Savile?
Do you know it's the middle of the night here?
No, it's actually 3:15 in the afternoon. My name is Larry. I am from CNN.
In the morning. It is 6:30.
Are you related to Savile, the pedophile?
It's 6:30 in the morning.
Well, it's 3:15 here. Are you related to Savile, the pedophile?
It is 6:30 in the morning here. This is the third time you've rung me during the night. Now go away.
No, I'm not going away. Did he fuck you? Did he put his penis in your vagina when you were younger?
It's 6:30, this bitch is still sleeping?
I'm telling you, it's time to get up. Alright guys, we're done. I'm out of here.
I got a message from Enigma for you there, Carlito.
What's that?
He said, before you get off Skype, to stay on, because he has to talk to you after the show.
Uh-oh.
Carlito, speaking of talking after the show, do you want to talk about that whole self-defense thing afterwards, or you want to like do it some other time?
Tomorrow or the weekend. I'll catch up with you over the weekend.
Yeah, hit me up on Facebook or just send me a PM on the Fantasy Football League page.
You got it.
You could idle in our chat and talk to him.
That's true. Everyone idle in the chat. Talk during the week.
Damn, Death Fox would be in there drunk as fuck, so yeah. Go
ahead.
All right, Zyklon.
Actually, tomorrow kind of sucks. Saturday's a lot better because I'm going to be gone most of tomorrow.
Saturday works. All right, I'll talk to you then. See you, man.
I'm out of here. Peace, niggas.
Bye.
Later, guys.
We had to get the N-word in there. All right. See you later, Death Fox. Take it easy. Dirty Aaron, see you later, man.
Shit on you.
And Ken, you too. Bye.
Yeah, Andy, you're going to eat my shit this week.
Yeah, get him. All right, Milkman, take us out of here, bastard.
Yeah, bastard. Yeah, all you bastards out there. Well, there you go. There's another fascinating installment action pack right here in the mat. Oh, all right. Yes, I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in. All our friends right there, the mouth, everybody for stopping in. But first of all, I'd like to thank our number hitman. That's right. All numbers are held high for our man. All right. Thank you, Logan Loser. And thank everybody at 98.6 The Mouth for stopping in. Thank all our guests tonight joining us on the phone. Excellent. Thank you for all of our cool requested pranks. Also, thank you. That was great. Thanks to 40 Board and Kibachi and Polaris for all the help. Excellent, excellent job this week, man. A lot of gold to be retrieved and more to be heard there. Come back next bat cave here, next bat time, right time. We'll catch it. Also, like to thank you, that's right, our listeners, everybody for tuning in. We do this every week, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We got the time. All we ask you give us the time, and we will get your calls on.
Okay. All right, man.
All right. No. Anyway, all right. Back to being serious. That's right. We got the time, and you got the dime. We'll get you on sometime. All right, Hermanito, I'd like to thank you especially. That's right, our big Hermanito, our brother. That's right, our leader of the service. At least you the madhouse. What would you without sharing the time to my brother? That's right, man. Save a few lives. That's right. Bring somebody to the madhouse, man. They're always welcome here. What do you think, man? Love you.
Thank you, Milkman. Yeah, whatever he said, I agree. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, who joined in at the end there, and thanks to everyone who sent in numbers, including Urban CP for his layaway calls, Lonesome Loser for his numbers, all the requested prankers, Death Fox, and everyone else. Enigma for the help on the website. Big Tuck, as I mentioned before, working hard on those new graphics for the website. We'll get it together
soon.
Death
Fox and Enigma too, man. Those guys are really, really doing some action out there.
Yeah, and everyone, please, you know, hang out, you know, chill out with the in the chat room during the week. We got a nice little crowd going. We're trying to get a little community going here. So
it's
when you get a chance,
chat. You're welcome. Come in.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll catch you next week. Happy Halloween. Behave yourselves. Happy birthday, Milkman. Bye.
Happy Halloween, hermanito.
Bye, bastard.
Good job.
We're not playing games here.
I fuck you, son of a bitch, you.
You're calling us white trash? You little motherfucker, I'm gonna be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
You dope-head motherfucker.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Shit on you.
Visit us at madhouselive.com.
And they call them muppets, which is a British term that means a stupid, ignorant person.